much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Okay, I've got a really good horror story, and it's particularly terrifying because it's true.
Oh, a true story.
In countries all over the world, including our own, children, many of them just like you, are abducted and sold into the world of underground sex trafficking.
Oh, okay. I'm going to stop you there, Danny boy. That is a scary story. Story time is over.
I sort of have a boner.
You know, if you mess with the bull, go for the gold.
That is solid.
The annual Quahog Star Trek convention, where once a year, sci-fi buffs take their lips off the barrel of a loaded gun and spend half a day adjusting their eyes to sunlight. And now...
The best part of making up is with two girls and one cup.
Our feature presentation.
I'm going to argue that's the worst part of waking up, to tell you the truth. That's a terrible way to start.
It's
awful idea.
You don't know, man.
Hey,
you tried it? Have you tried it? Have you gotten out of bed and just popped on Two Girls, One Cup? See how your day starts? No. See? No,
have you got out of bed and performed Two Girls, One Cup?
See, B?
No.
Then you don't know.
You with just your guessing.
I'm just saying there are some things that you can tell without actually doing it yourself. That's all. Hey, telephone lines are open if you want to call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. That is the toll-free number. Get on the air, get a prize. It's a great one today. It's that Dr. Green Thumb concert. You can go just for contributing something to the Kevin and Bean Show.
I'm the one that calls that Green Thumb. I'm the one that says it's all right.
That's my favorite Motley Crue song.
Yeah, me too.
So how do I sound, Ralph? Better?
Better, yes.
He does.
Much better.
Head in the right direction.
Not good, don't get me wrong.
No, certainly not good.
But certainly better. Than yesterday, which was unlistenable.
I would say he's bordering on good.
Would you?
Yeah.
I would have to progress far beyond where I started to be good.
That's true.
That's probably not going to happen. If I'm lucky, I'll get back to where I was before I got sick.
Yeah. So how are you feeling? More importantly, how are you feeling?
I definitely am feeling better. I really, I did all the right things yesterday. I didn't overdo it. You know, it's tough to come to a guy like me who is so active and ask me to dial it down.
Sure. You must feel handcuffed when you're not out there in the gym or, you know, running a 12K or 6K or how many Ks you
need. I did all the right things and took all the right medicine and ate and drank all the right things.
You ate and drank all the right things.
Yeah.
Does that include
ice
the peanut butter and gunpowder ice cream you were eating yesterday?
With a double big gulp? Yes, it does.
Honestly, Bean, please recap what you ate after the show yesterday.
Oh, I couldn't even begin to remember. But I did, I also slept with a humidifier last night, too, which I thought, I went out and bought a humidifier yesterday.
What was his name?
That might help.
Yeah.
So it was Jose. Hey, before we get to the calls, I know we won't have time to get to this later because we have a very action-packed show, but I do love this story so much. I don't believe we're on in Nebraska. I know we're on in Kansas, we're on in Iowa, but we're not on in Nebraska, and I'm very sad because I would love to talk to this young lady. She's at a party that breaks up around 3 o'clock in the morning, and a bunch of people start getting into an argument, as will happen when you're leaving a party at 3 o'clock in the morning and everybody's been drinking, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is in Lincoln, Nebraska. Well, one of the guys in his 20s says to this woman, Anna Godfrey, hey, you're fat.
Oh, no, he didn't.
And women love that, as we all know, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's what she did. She ran half a block chasing the man, tackled him, and bit off a chunk of his right ear.
Oh, mommy.
All right, if she caught up with him, she's not that fat.
Well, she was motivated, at least. It's like those mothers who can lift a car off their baby after an accident. You say to a girl, you're fat, they get this rush of endorphins that gives them the strength of 10 men.
All right, well, I'm pretty impressed
with
her.
It's like the clay rabbit that out in front of the ponies at the dog races, you know? Like,
yeah, those ponies at the dog races. Yeah.
That's a good point. I'll mark that tape.
You might want to.
Wow, it's a moment with Psycho Mike. We don't have very many of those.
Mike's stepping in for Kevin today.
Look, if somebody is going to accuse you of eating too much, really, is your response going to be to start eating the person who says it?
I mean, well, that is a good point.
For it, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Police say the missing piece of the man's ear was not found, and he would likely require plastic surgery. But
she swallowed that right down. You know that.
I bet she did. Yeah, with hot sauce. So anyway, so congratulations to Anna Godfrey. If she, unfortunately, she's not listening, but she is certainly the Kevin and Bean.
No, he's not listening. That's for sure. He has one ear.
That's right.
You know, real quick before we get to phone calls, I would like to. We were talking about Boobquake earlier this week, and it's a Boobquake update. Did you hear what's happening in Tehran now?
No, what are
they doing? There was a Muslim cleric in Tehran who said that it was the immodesty of women dressing in scanty outfits that was causing the earthquakes all over the world. And now the police chief in Tehran has issued an order to arrest women who are looking too good, especially the suntanned ones.
Really?
Yeah.
And do what with them?
Imprison them.
Oh, that's not what I would do.
No, that's not what I would do either, especially if I had some suntanned women in chains.
Yeah.
But apparently...
If they're looking too good?
Yeah. If they are, you know, scantily clad, if they are immodestly dressed, especially if they're suntanned, I don't know what makes that particularly worse, but they have an order to pick them up off the streets and arrest them.
Oh, good times.
I guess they say if you're suntanned, that means you've been showing some skin outdoors.
Right, somewhere.
And somewhere, right. And therefore, that must be bad. I don't understand. Look, there are a lot of things about that people do that they follow that are in so-called holy books that I don't understand, a lot of them. I really don't understand how it can be a sin to show your hair. I don't get that at all.
Women in Tehran said, it's bad here, but it could be worse. We could live in Arizona, they said.
So. 1-800-520-1067. Speaking of Arizona, that's going to be our first call on Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew. Hit it, Steve.
What it do, nephew?
Mike, that was your cue to hit line one so we can talk to David here in a minute. While I explain that you get on the air, you get a prize. Today it's the Dr. Green Thumb Spring Gathering Concert at the NOS Event Center, hosted by Be Real. Method Man will be there, Red Man, Cottonmouth Kings, and more. Go to ticketfly.com or springgathering.com to get your tickets. David, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do, my
friend? What it do, Kevin and Bean, big time fans. Love you guys. What do you guys think about the whole immigration reform that passed in Arizona?
Well, I mean, I think it's something that we've been heading toward. There are a lot of people who have been very, very displeased with the open border policy in this country, especially since 9/11. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, how it spreads to other states, and whether it is, in fact, even constitutional, which I guess is something that's going to be in front of the courts here very, very soon in that state. What do you think?
I think that they're just enforcing what's already the national law. And I think that if you're not breaking the law, what do you have to worry about?
Right. Well, look, there are a lot of people who feel that way, and a lot of other people feel that it's just thinly veiled racism, and they're just looking for ways to deport anyone who doesn't look like me.
The problem, David, some people have with it is that it's kind of vague in the sense that it gives police what they call, you know, just cause to stop people and ask them for their citizenship papers, which they feel may just leave it up to the interpretation of a cop whether he feels he can just pull anyone over at any time or stop someone on the street.
Right. I can understand that.
Yeah.
So,
some concern there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a hot ticket right now, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it coming up after 6 o'clock because I didn't really care that much because I'm legal.
Right.
But once Shakira got involved, that really got my attention. So we're gonna explore that angle coming up in about 20 minutes here on the Kevin Bean Show.
There's a county in Arizona where the sheriff who runs that county says he won't enforce it.
Really?
Yeah, he said, look, I have an X number of cops under my we're already understaffed.
Right.
If I start spending time stopping brown people in the streets and asking for their papers, I'm taking those cops away from real crime.
That's a good point.
Who live in my county will be less safe if we spend our time with this BS. I'm not gonna pay any attention to the law.
And his remarks really spotlight another angle to this story, which is what should the federal government be in charge of and what should the states be in charge of? And you're right, Ralph, what resources do each have to accomplish the job, too?
Right.
So this story is a long, long way from over, that's for sure. Let's try Oscar. Oscar's on line three joining us today on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Oscar. Thanks for calling. What it do?
Good morning. What it do, nephews? Look, I just found out who's playing the new Freddy Krueger in Nightmare on Elm Street coming out later this month. I'm kind of pissed about it. It's not the original guy.
It's coming out Friday, actually. Tomorrow, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was born earlier today. I Googled it, and it's the guy from Watchmen.
Yeah, Jackie Earl Haley.
Yeah.
He's a great actor, original, though, dude.
Is he? I don't know, but I kind of like the original guy. He gave me a lot of nightmares growing up.
Robert Englund was awesome, but Jackie Earl Haley is a worthy replacement. Yeah, let's not remember. Not only was he in The Watchmen, but he was that sick pedophile guy. Little children.
Yeah.
And he's the original Kelly Leak from Bad News Bears. That's all that matters to me.
So, Oscar, you just don't like it because Robert Englund, the original actor from those movies, is still alive. If he doesn't want to play the character, you don't think they should make another movie. That sounds like what you're saying.
Correct. I know the guy's old. He's pushing, what, 60, 70? But yeah,
he's got to be around close to 60, I would think.
Yeah, he was born in 1947. That's all I remember.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Sure, that's all
Thanks
I remember,
for that
too.
Update. I appreciate it.
Great. I was Googling this
You're
morning.
Slapping the makeup on him. It really doesn't matter how old he is, because he's going to look like Freddy anyway, because he's wearing, you know, his whole entire head is covered with makeup. So I'm sure he could have pulled it off.
He doesn't really look like the old Freddy. If you Google it, you'll see the pictures.
We need to take the internet away from you, Brian. I'm sorry. Or Oscar.
You too,
me.
Oscar.
Whoever. Hey, tell Brian when you see him, all right? Let's try Omar. Squeeze in one more on line
two. Oh, we're not going to talk to Brian about the hockey? Oh, without Kevin.
You want to do that? No. Do that instead?
I got no hockey time for love.
One. Let's talk to Brian, then, because we only have time for one.
Hello. Brian, what to do, nephew? Brian.
Yeah.
Hello.
What to do, nephew? What to do, baby boo?
What to do?
Go ahead.
So last night, I go to a bar, because I'm not a hockey fan, but I was rooting for the Kings. So last night, I watched the Canadiens upset the number one team, the Capitals. Ralph, I know you like that, man.
I love hockey, and it was an amazing game last night. 2-1, the 8th-seeded Canadiens beat the best team in hockey, the Washington Capitals, who I despise.
Who had been up 3-1 in the series, right?
Yeah, and that's what made it historic, because it was only the first time in I don't know how many years that someone had come back from that far down in a series and won, especially an 8-seed playing a 1-seed. And it was a remarkable game, and it was hilarious for me to watch the Capitals slink off the ice.
You and me both. Seeing Ovechkin look like he was about to cry and everything, and now it looks like the Flyers might have a chance, right?
I know. I'm so excited. We play Boston in the next round, so I'm so glad. If someone can just take Pittsburgh out of the equation now, our road to the Cup is clear.
There you go, man. So let's see what happens. But, like, I guess I like hockey now.
Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Miss Cleo confused me because, of course, she had the Canadians beating the Nationals, who play baseball in Washington, D.C., and I wasn't really clear how that was going to happen.
I was confused by that.
I was hoping Brian was right and she was wrong.
It seemed perfectly fine to me.
Of course it did, Lisa.
Really, they're the Capitals more than they are the Nationals. But thank you very much anyway. All right. Big, big Kevin and Bean show today. Not only do we have the Shakira story, which I love, but we also are going to be talking to the writer-director of Human Centipede, which does look like perhaps one of the creepiest, scariest movies to come along in a long time.
I'm scared.
He's a crazy surgeon who wants to stitch people together to make a human centipede. He wants to surgically put 50 people together so they move as one unit.
That's using his powers for evil, I think.
I think it might be. Yeah. I think that might not be the best use of medical training. Right. I think I agree with you. Also, speaking of movies, how about your chance to see Iron Man 2 3 days before it opens a week from Friday? We got a chance for you to win those. I think comic book fans and regular people alike will have a shot at winning these tickets today.
Hey, what do you mean regular people? Like comic fans aren't regular people?
No, I mean normal people of
oh, now
of
we're not normal.
Comic
fans aren't normal.
People that
normal.
Go out.
Now we don't go out.
I think everybody will have a shot. Not just the geeks. Our old friend Joel McHale joins us in the studio today. Of course, the host of The Soup, still consistently one of the funniest half hours on television, and his show Community, which is not. But we love Joel, and he's coming in today. Thursday means Dr. Drew. He's got some long-distance diagnosing of Bret Michaels and what's going on in his head. And we'll also talk about Dr. Drew's sober house. And Ralph brought up something interesting about a star I did not know about. Somebody who is married, a man who is married to a woman who is, what, 24 years older than he is.
Yes.
You don't see that very often.
No,
we'll discuss,
don't.
And we'll want to talk to you about your biggest age difference, marriages, or relationships. All of that coming up, and our first look at Ralph's Showbiz Beat when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. 106.7 KROQ is the world-famous K-Rock. It is 5:53 Thursday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman joins us in studio for our first look at the Showbiz Beat for a new day. What are you talking about, Ralph?
You're listening to Richard Blade's Flashback.
Hey, it does sound a little bit like that, doesn't it?
Speaking of which, I'm crushed. I can barely, I don't know, I might have to leave early.
What's the problem?
Be with some friends. Be with some family so we can all commiserate.
What's wrong, dude?
Aha are breaking up.
What?
Aha are breaking up.
I'm speechless.
Can we turn on Lisa's microphone?
Sure.
She is speechless.
That is why I'm speechless.
She's really speechless.
Literally.
Aha is ending their 30-year run of greatness.
No!
Aha. responsible for the greatest video ever in the history of the video era?
That wasn't by Whitesnake.
Take on me, take me on, America.
And what's the next? That's the next line and note.
Crashing into the comic strip walls and stuff. That dude, remember him?
Yeah.
Breaking up.
They're still together.
Well, they're going out on top. That's the important thing.
They're doing one last tour, so, you know.
Yeah,
you,
that, and that'll be 5 years
if
long.
If you want to check out Morten Harkonnen, Magna Verholman, and Paul Wachta Savoy, you better act now.
Bean, I don't know why I'm asking this, but
what number did it take on me end up on the top five?
Hey, that was a big number one hit.
I was just going to ask, are they one of those bands that, although they haven't been popular in America for a long time, have they still been huge in Europe?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. I mean, the hits have slowed down even internationally in recent years, but they had many more hits overseas than they did in the United States. Yeah.
President for the AHA fan club said, those guys were still together?
So maybe no one cares.
Remember, they did a James Bond theme also.
That's
remember
right.
Remember, Ralph? The Living Daylights.
Living Daylights. I was going to guess Octopussy.
Nope.
But that's what I always guess. Even the non-Bond related questions. It's always my guess.
Well, Elin Nordegren, speaking of popular Swedes, guessing that AHA are Swedish.
Norwegian.
Damn
it.
She may be following in Sandra Bullock's footsteps. In Touch magazine claims that Elin is in the midst of talking to lawyers both in Florida and here in California, making plans for a new life and trying to figure out how much she's going to ka-ching cash in for.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me. Just surprised me she waited this long.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen, speaking of divorce, may have already moved on, although his representative is denying that he and his wife, Brooke, are divorcing. In Touch magazine says he hasn't seen his twin boys in over a week. I don't think that's a euphemism. I think he actually has twin boys.
Oh.
Yeah. And has already moved on to another woman. I don't know if you've seen the photos from In Touch of him in disguise.
No, you mentioned that yesterday.
Going out with his girlfriend with his bad mustache and smoking and all that kind of good stuff. But apparently he has moved on and he and Brooke are going to be heading for divorce. We'll have to wait and see.
Wow.
And divorce was one of the motivations behind the winner of The Biggest Loser, Danny Cahill. This is a funny story. In Touch magazine talked to Danny and he said he thought that his wife, Darcy, was going to leave him because he was so fat. That's one of the reasons he was motivated to audition for The Biggest Loser. Well, Danny lost 239 pounds.
Congratulations.
And then Darcy, his wife, thought he would leave her because he looked so good and slim.
Oh, wow.
So she was motivated to lose 70 pounds of her own. And now the couple apparently claim they are madly in love again, having sex like bunnies, and they're renewing their wedding vows.
Wow, that's great.
So see? It can work out, people, as long as you're not fat. You can be loved if you're not fat. If you're fat.
She's a few pounds overweight, but in my experience, it's the bigger ones do way more stuff.
Hey, I don't watch that show. Do they give them surgery after they're done? Because that's a lot of weight to be losing.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They just look like Sharpays walking around the set.
That's rough.
I don't know how old Danny is, but sometimes people, you know.
Yeah, no, I think I know. I think I know who that kid was, if he's the one that actually did the show twice because they brought him back. And, he would definitely need surgery.
Need a little nip tuck?
Yeah.
Hey.
You could probably make a whole other suit out of his skin.
Yeah.
You could have a human skin suit.
Awesome.
Why don't they would like that.
Why don't they sell those?
Human centipede doctor would like those.
I'm thinking they...
Why don't they sell human skin suits?
Sure.
Good question, Mike.
They're removing all the skin from all these fat people. What do they do with the extra skin? They just throw it away because it's organic matter. I say, I'd buy a human skin suit. Bean, you with me?
All right, silence of the lambs.
Well, I absolutely would. Are you kidding me? I'd decorate my whole home in human skin if I could.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I'm hanging out with Hannibal Lecter. I believe it's used for skin grafts for burn patients
burn
and things like that. Yeah, they use it as donor organ skin when they do
But that's not as cool as having a couch made out of human skin.
No, you're right. That's much better.
Skinbrella.
Having a skinbrella.
Ella.
And is Heidi Montag headed for the same despairing destiny as Lindsay Lohan?
Well, I hope so.
Us Weekly Magazine says she has acquired, Heidi has, an addiction to pain pills since undergoing her extensive 10-procedure cosmetic surgery. Word is that Heidi is now, according to, this is a quote from a friend, a shell of her former self, which is funny because she was just a shell before.
Yeah.
With nothing really inside of it. Though her representatives, of course, are vehemently denying the story, so. How would you know if Heidi Montag was loaded on pain pills?
It's a good point.
She sounds like a moron as it is. How would you know if she was high? And our condolences go out to Siobhan Magnus. Siobhan was voted off American Idol last night. She seemed very upset, according to people.
Whoever he or she is, we're sorry to see him or her go.
Yeah. It was a perfect storm for me not to watch American Idol last night. It was not only American Idol, but Country Western Night.
Oh, your favorite.
So I unfortunately missed performances by Rascal Flatts, Sons of Sylvia, Lady Antebellum, and the Rascal Flatts Shakira duet, which no one saw coming.
Wow. Hey, I got out about the same time you did. Is Snaggletooth still on it as far as we know? Because that was the one everybody said was the only one left with talent.
Let me see the list here. Yes, she still have the final six, now five. She is still in the running, along with Big Mike, Casey James, who I think was the blonde model-looking dude.
Right.
The little kid. Alan, I think his name is Paul Allen. No. That's
Paul Allen. That's
a Microsoft co-founder.
I know it's Microsoft, yeah. And Lee DeWise, and I think that's it.
I'm sorry I did that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm embarrassed that I did that. Sorry, I did a bad thing.
Let's talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Daniel Day-Lewis celebrates his 53rd birthday today.
I drink your milkshake. He's the best.
Oh, he's so good.
He's the best. He's unbelievable. He's so good.
Michelle Pfeiffer is 52 years old today. Eve Plum, Jan from the Brady Bunch, also celebrates her 52nd birthday. Carney Wilson is 42. Uma Thurman celebrates her 40th. Master P.
Yeah!
Also celebrates his 40th birthday today. Tyler Labine from Reaper and the short-lived Sons of Arizona, which was on Fox for a minute.
Sons of Tucson, right?
That's it. He's 32 years old today. And Jerry Seinfeld celebrates his 56th birthday. Today, I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Look, hear my whole thing. Just because Lisa hates Mexicans doesn't mean that I want every brown person to be pulled over and forced to show their papers in Arizona when this new law goes effect in July. Okay,
I'm
just speaking
fine
for me
with
now.
Mexicans. I go to Mexico all the time.
You're fine as long as they stay there. That's what you were saying during the record. Am I right, Lisa?
You go to Mexico to buy more Mexicans. That's
actually, I round people up and take them back is what I do.
Everybody is talking about this new Arizona law, and it's kind of crazy some of the stuff that has happened as a result of that. I mean, there are people who are trying to boycott that Arizona iced tea, for instance, as if they have anything to do with the law, right? There's going to be a giant protest, no joke, out in front of Wrigley Field in Chicago today because the Arizona Diamondbacks are coming to town to play a baseball game. It's getting crazy, right?
Yeah.
And of course, anytime there's a hot button issue, celebrities have to get involved. And that brings us to Shakira, who, by the way, I love and whatever she says, I think we should do. She is in Phoenix today to meet with the mayor of that city in Arizona, Phil Gordon, to discuss this controversial new law. And we thought we'd find out where she's coming from and what she has planned for her day. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Shakira back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Shakira.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
How's my favorite she-wolf today? What are you wearing? So Shakira, you are meeting with the mayor. How did this come about? Did you contact him, or did he just want to meet the hot Colombian that is you?
I was invited by the mayor.
Are all of your answers going to be sung to us today, Shakira?
That's a very excellent chance.
All right, so you're going to be shown around by a Hispanic council person in Arizona. You're going to be shown around Phoenix, and you're going to be talking about this new law. What are your opinions on what they're trying to do down there in Arizona to enforce the borders a little more?
Oh, no, I don't like this law.
You don't like this law. Would you mind, could I ask if you could tell us why, what your problem is with it? Shakira?
I don't think that it's really fair.
Would you expand on that, please?
I feel it's inherently racist.
Okay, but if somebody is a citizen and they can show papers, then nothing will happen to them.
Let's define probable cause.
Well, I guess there is the probable cause anger. Now, have you been to Arizona before? Have you ever experienced any problems when you've been there before?
any time. Never had any problem there.
Wow, we got two.
I really want to go right back for fear they'll ask for my papers.
Do you think that maybe Mayor Gordon only contacted you because you're so hot? Did that ever occur to you that, yeah, anyone will take a meeting with Shakira?
I think the mayor respects my mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Real quick, I got a question. Shakira, who's that other voice I hear in the background there?
That's a guy named Omar.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful time in Phoenix today. I hope it goes well for you.
Talking to you. Forget my hips don't lie.
That's what I heard. Hey. 106.7 KROQ is the world famous K-Rock. It is 6:22. Joel McHale on the program today. Also, Dr. Drew and your chance to see Iron Man 2 3 days before it opens. Oh. You'll get to see it on Tuesday. It opens on Friday. Oh. So stick around for that. Hey, speaking of comic book movies, Ralph, yes. I didn't get a chance to see the Kick-Ass. I know you did. You liked it very, very much.
I saw it, too. It was great.
Hair was great.
Yeah.
And I don't know much about Aaron Johnson, who's one of the stars of the movie, but you uncovered something super interesting about his personal life.
Aaron Johnson, you wouldn't know it from seeing Kick-Ass, is a British actor, a young British actor who's 19 years old. And he made a film just before Kick-Ass that kind of garnered him a lot of attention. He plays a young John Lennon in a film about the early days, the teen days of John Lennon, called Nowhere Boy. And his director in that film was a 43-year-old woman. Her name escapes me. And apparently they fell in love on the set and now are engaged to be married. And she is, in fact, carrying his child.
She's pregnant.
Ew.
Yes. He's 19. So she's 43.
Wow.
Her name is Sam Taylor Wood.
There you go.
The
Sam
that
Wood.
That is her name. She has two previous children. She's pregnant with his baby. She has two previous children. How close, I wonder, are they to Aaron's age?
Closer than he is to her age, I'm guessing.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people who have seen this story have said, look, nobody even raises an eyebrow anymore if a 43-year-old man is going out with a 19-year-old woman. Why should it be any different if it's the other way around?
I think if a 43-year-old man was going out with a 19-year-old girl, there would be some eyebrows raised.
I think so too.
Not necessarily the difference in age. Sometimes you would see that. But for a teenager to go out with someone who's 43, that is significant just in terms of where you are in your life experiences, I think.
Right. It's a 24-year age difference. I don't think anyone would mention if we're a 50-year-old man and a 26-year-old woman, though.
Which was like the case with Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Right.
He was twice her age when they got together, but I think he was, 50-something, and she was 20-something at the time, which still is significant, but you're
right. Once the younger person gets into their mid-20s or so, people don't really
notice it,
yeah.
But it's interesting.
It is pretty common.
24-year age difference. Granted, they have a lot in common. They both work in the same industry. They had that shared experience of making that film together. They met and fell in love.
Right.
But beyond that, beyond the movie thing, a 19-year-old is in a very different place than a 43-year-old.
He plays a Beatle. She used to hang out with the Beatles. So they had that going for him.
It does make me wonder if in their not-too-distant future, he's going to wake up and go, wow, how did I – forget the fact that she's 43. How did I get married and have a baby at 19?
Yeah.
Is he going to regret all of that when he gets to be 23, 24 and realizes he's not going to get his youth back?
It's one thing to be 19 and knock it out with a 43-year-old. That could be considered almost a badge of honor for some people.
That's exactly what happened to me. I was, trying to put myself in his shoes because I had a relationship with a 42-year-old woman when I was 19 years old, exactly that age difference. But there was never any idea that we would make it a serious relationship and kind of build for the future. It was all about, humping.
Yeah.
I can imagine when I at that age, and I was an immature 19-year-old, but I can't even imagine at that age developing a relationship with that woman. I mean,
developing a relationship now.
Good point.
I can imagine a young man falling in love at that age, especially if he hasn't had a lot of experience or something, but I can't imagine the woman at that age thinking that this is something that she wants to do for the next 20 or 30 years. I mean, at some point, like, what do they talk about?
Right. That's what
Justin
I'm thinking.
Justin Bieber.
Plus, if you're 43 and you're a woman, aren't you looking at that point for a man who's pretty much got his stuff together? You're not really looking for a man that you have to, you know, co-sign so he can move into an apartment. You know?
Aaron Johnson, for all we know, may be a very worldly old soul. He may be a very advanced, sort of sophisticated, intelligent kid.
Yeah.
But he's still 19 years old.
He's still 19. All right, so here's what we want to do. We want to use their relationship, their 24-year age difference, as the jumping-off point. Do you think we can find a relationship that has lasted, not a fling, but a relationship that has turned into something of more than 24 years?
I would think not. I'm betting against our listeners.
I am, too.
I think it's hard for them to make a relationship last if they're the same age, let alone if there's 24 years difference.
All right, so should we not look for that? Should we instead just look
let's
for
just
oh, no, sizable age
I mean,
difference?
Let's try. Let's see what we can get.
Shoot for the stars.
But, you know, maybe we can crown a winner out of the group of listeners we get. Maybe we can see who's got the biggest difference, who made it last the longest. But I don't know if they're going to beat 24 years.
And how did you do it? Because it does seem like you do have some obstacles to overcome. I mean, imagine how many references she must make that he has no idea what she's talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
And what
because
about family and friends, too?
Yeah, I would imagine there would be some pressure there. I mean, especially this age difference, 43 and 19. I mean, his parents are very likely about her age, right?
Yeah, sure.
That's got to be kind of creepy.
Yep.
There's 6 years between me and my wife, and there are moments daily where she'll say, "What are you talking about?" When I make some reference, she'll say, that's just 6 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can't imagine. Plus,
all right.
Like Mike said, when I was younger, I used to like older women when I was in my teens and 20s and stuff. And
boy, you sure hate them now.
I had lots of, you know, fun. But I can't imagine having to have like dinner every night and talk to someone with that kind of age difference.
All right, let's see what your experiences are. 24 years is on the table. Can you beat it? If not, can you get close and tell us what it was like and how it worked out for you? 1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free number. If you can hear the show, you can be on the show. Give us a call. We'll take your calls next on the Kevin and Bean Show. About 20 minutes from right now, we'll talk to Tom Six. He is the writer and director of Human Centipede.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
I can't wait. Right now, though, we're talking about age differences. An actor named Aaron Johnson, who's one of the stars of the new film Kick-Ass, has a 24-year age gap between he and his fiancée. She is also carrying his child. Mm-hmm. Ralph said that they met when she directed him in a previous film, right?
Yeah, Nowhere Boy.
Fell in love, still together, 24-year age difference. We're going to try to beat that. If you can't beat that in your own story, see how close you can get to an age difference that actually worked out, because it seems like you're really setting yourself up for some hurdles there. Mm-hmm. So we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Monica? Monica is on line 8 calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Monica, thanks for joining us. What's going on?
Hey, not much. So my story is I was 23 when I met this guy. He was 45.
Oh, that guy's so lucky.
Hey. He is so lucky. So that's a 20. So he was almost literally twice your age. Did that scare you off at all?
No, I mean, I wasn't really looking to, you know, date him at first, but it just kind of happened. We had some things in common, but it was still, you know, a big difference. I mean, he was high school in the 70s. I wasn't even born yet.
Monica, what did you have in common with this 45-year-old man when you said you had some things in common?
A lot of music stuff. We also work for the same company, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, whatever. A little bit.
How long did it last?
A little under 5 years. Actually,
that's a pretty good stretch.
Yeah,
pretty long time. Did the age difference have anything to do with why it broke up, or was it completely unrelated?
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely.
Oh, it did?
Sure. Yeah, well, I mean, he had kids, too, who were, you know, like just entering high school at that time. And, you know, he wanted to find someone who could be a stepmom. And I was kind of like, you know, not so much.
You're like a big sister at best.
Yeah, you weren't ready for that at all. And you guys had to have had, once you're together for, you know, 2-3 years, everybody starts thinking about where it's going to end up down the line. And you had to be thinking, wow, when I'm, you know, 30, he's going to be 52. And then what's that going to be like, right?
Absolutely. I considered it. Yeah. I mean, like, his kids were cool. And, I mean, I obviously loved him quite a bit. And it wasn't going to work out. You know, we wanted two different things. We're obviously at two different places in our lives. And,
well,
I mean,
there's
not enough love in the world that could make that work sometimes, you know?
Yep. But the good news is, and thank you so much for calling, Monica, is that you win ultimately because he will die and you will still be alive. So you will have definitely showed him. Thank you for the call.
Mr. Optimist.
Let's go to Thomas on line 3, by the way. He's going the other way. He was young. She was old. Hi, Thomas. Welcome. What's going on?
Hey, Bean. What's going on?
Hi.
What's up, Tom?
You were how old?
I was 23.
23. Right.
And she was what?
56.
Wow.
Oh, you have no idea. She was awesome.
I do have an idea. She couldn't have been that awesome.
Oh, God, yes, she was.
Thomas, how do you hook up with a 56-year-old girl to begin with? Woman, rather.
Believe it or not, she started off as a customer of mine. We started off as friends. And she asked me to go out to a wedding. Bam, it was over.
Okay, like Ralph was talking about earlier, I understand there's attraction, there's a spark, you knock it out, it's fun, you move on, go back to your lives. How long did you end up with this 56-year-old woman?
We dated for 3 years.
3 years.
3 years, a 33-year age difference.
Now,
okay,
is this a secret of any sort? I mean, did everyone know you guys were seeing each other?
Some parts of her family, she had a couple of kids that were my age and a little bit younger.
Mm-hmm. By the way, imagine what that would be like. Imagine if you're one of those kids and you've got a guy who's coming around who's your age, who's banging your mom. How much do you hate that kid? How much do you hate him?
Actually, it was kind of weird.
I imagine.
She had a 17-year-old autistic son who was a great kid.
Right.
And hung around him. And then she had a daughter who just got married and she didn't have a problem with it.
Wow. All right. How did it end? And was the age difference a factor? Or did she just die?
No, she's still alive.
She break a hip?
No. She moved into an old folks' home?
No. She was actually looking for someone a little bit more
mature.
Sure.
Well spoken.
She just wanted to get married, and I wasn't in a place to get married.
No.
Thomas, was it awesome when she'd pop her teeth out?
Oh, Mike.
Jeez, Mike.
Thank you for the call.
You know, I was 20 and dated a 50-year-old for a couple of years.
Couple.
Yeah.
What was that like?
You were 20, he was 50?
Yeah.
What gets in your head at 20? You say, yeah, give me some of that saggy 50-year-old ass.
I think he was kind of a mentor, honestly. It was a hard time in my life, and he was actually probably more like a father than a boyfriend in a lot of ways.
Issues. You have issues, in other words.
See, I understand. Yeah. I can totally see where a 20-year-old Lisa May would find a 50-year-old, especially a guy who's got a lot going for him. I could see where the girl could be attracted to that guy. What goes through a 50-year-old's head?
What?
That's dating a 20. I understand a guy who wants to bang a 20-year-old. I totally understand that. I cannot wrap my head around a 50-year-old man that dates a 20-year-old girl.
That's the easiest part for me to understand.
No,
it means I'm regularly banging a 20-year-old. That's what dating means.
I just can't see being able to sit down and have conversations, really take it seriously, and just and develop a relationship, intimate relationship with a 20-year-old.
Conversations the kind that I wanted to have, not the kind that he wanted to have. I'm sure
because he was motivated.
But he was also into being a teacher. You know, some guys like that. We went to great places and had, a lot of fun for a while. And then I said, oh, my God, he's so old.
Let me teach you the reverse barnacle. I'm going to teach you something tonight.
All right. Let's squeeze in one more because Brian, again, is similar to Aaron Johnson, the actor that we're talking about. Brian was 21. She was 48, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
So let's explore Brian's 27-year age difference in that relationship. Brian, how did it happen, dude?
She was my college teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes! Atta boy. Yeah,
did you get an A?
A+.
Yeah.
So did she.
But it wasn't a one-time deal, right? How long were you guys together?
No, but it definitely started out that way, sort of just pursuing it for fun for both of us. But we ended up together 4 years.
Four years.
Isn't that something?
Then you graduated.
What was your parents' reaction?
It was very interesting. It was totally secret while I was in college. And at my graduation, I told my parents. And my mom had the coolest response. She said, "Now that's weird. So I wonder if there's any 20-somethings I want to date." She was kidding. They were cool.
I mean, I guess it was smart that you kept it a secret while you were still in school. Wouldn't she have faced some sort of sanctions for dating a student if you hadn't?
Yeah, I wanted to brag, but I would have put her in a tough position.
Wow, she took a big chance.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I was closer in age to her daughter. Her daughter was 10 years apart from me.
Yeah.
Dude, it would have been so awesome if you'd have banged the daughter, too.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm just saying.
I think the daughter was 11, he was saying,
Dean. Sorry. I didn't get that. I'm like... You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, do I almost sound normal? Am I getting close?
No.
You're halfway there.
Okay, still bad. The Human Centipede is the film.
Nope.
We'll be talking to the writer-director coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on The Kevin and Bean Show. I can't wait.
Nope.
Unspeakable horror.
This is not a feel-good, bad, cheesy horror movie, which is what I like. This isn't Troll 2
or this is actual scary.
This is creepy dude sewing people together. No, thank you, ma'am.
The trailer makes people cringe.
I don't want to be there.
You do not want to go to there.
No, I do not.
Human Centipede on the way from the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Ralph Garman is here with a very happy, light, uplifting showbiz report.
Casting news. Pretty interesting stuff. The History Channel, of all networks, is doing a big-budget miniseries based on the life of the Kennedys. America's, what do they call them? Royalty.
Yeah.
We call it that family, which, of course, gave us President John F. Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy and Teddy Kennedy and their old man Joe Kennedy Sr., who was who made his money as a bootlegger. Yep. And then used that money to raise his family's social status and to put them into power. Interesting story and interesting casting. Greg Kinnear has been cast as John F. Kennedy.
I could see that.
Cast as Jackie Bouvier Kennedy, Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
Great cast choice.
Which I think is a good choice. Barry Pepper from Saving Private Ryan will be starring as Bobby Kennedy. And Tom Wilkinson, British actor Tom Wilkinson, who I love in everything. He was so good in John Adams, the miniseries, and also in Michael Collins and many other great projects. He is starring as the patriarch of the family, Joe Kennedy Sr. So, should be interesting. 8-hour miniseries apparently will be ready in 2011, and they're going into production now. So.
Does not have a happy ending, from what I remember.
Oh, they changed it.
Oh, good.
For TV.
He survived?
They lighten things up. It's like, ow, what was that? Ow, somebody hit me with a BB gun. And then they just keep
drive away.
Driving in Texas. Yeah, works out well. Sad news for fans of The Office. Steve Carell tells BBC Radio that he's only under contract with The Office through the end of next season, and he said that will be his last.
Aww.
Apparently, that's the end of the... of at least Michael Scott working for Dunder Mifflin. Who knows if the series will carry on without him or not. I can't imagine it could.
No.
But then there have been many series in the past where people thought if they lost one of their main players, it would end the series. And they've been proven wrong. So maybe they'll cast a new boss who will be funny in a different way than Steve is. And the show will go on. We'll have to wait and see.
Look, I'm shocked that he has stuck with it as long as he has, considering what a movie career he's got.
Yeah, but sometimes those contracts can be sticky things.
Right.
So that's probably why he shoots his movies during his hiatus from that show. Speaking of The Office, the creator of the original Office from England, Ricky Gervais, did such a good job at this year's Golden Globes Awards that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association and NBC have already decided to sign him up to host next year's ceremony. Even though that is January 16th, 2011. That's quite a ways away to get a new gig, but they wanted to make sure they locked him up, and so they did so this week. Daily Variety talked to Ricky Gervais, and he said, "I can't believe they invited me back after the awful things I said. Let's see how far I can go this time."
Yay.
Hey, he was great as a host.
He was.
His whole attitude was, "What do I care? I'm not coming back. I'll just say whatever I want." Remember?
And then it turns out it's not the case. This is disturbing on every level. This video may be more disturbing than the Human Centipede.
Wow.
There is apparently a Chelsea Handler sex tape.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. It is something that she made nearly a decade ago. And RadarOnline.com, the entertainment news website, has the tape and has a still shot of it on their website. And Chelsea Handler is claiming that it was a joke, that she did the sex tape as a joke. The website says if that was a case, that is a truly X-rated joke. Apparently, she was trying to do it to garner attention for herself. She used to send it out as a resume tape. Apparently, the first part of the tape is her doing stand-up, and then there's like a cut, and then there's a sex tape in the middle of it as if somehow it was taped over her resume tape or something. Then it goes back to the stand-up.
Which is pretty clever.
I just threw up in my mouth.
But it is Chelsea... how do I delicately put this? In the dog downward position, I guess.
Doing yoga. Okay.
And there is a gentleman behind her in the course of the video, and she is nude, and she is swinging in the breeze as they go to work.
Huh.
And Chelsea said it was no big deal. It was just a joke. And I tend to believe her, because who would seriously have sex with Chelsea Handler and then let them be documented doing so? Right? That's got to be a joke. No one would willingly be videotaped in that act.
I can't see that.
I do, but I mean, her explanation is reasonable that she recorded it specifically for this video resume as a joke. I get that, and that it wasn't part of a larger tape. I mean, it sounds like something somebody might try.
Yeah.
A source close to Chelsea who has seen the tape said, "I'm sure most people who got the tape just threw them out because her stand-up was so bad."
Oh. So they never got to the second half.
It's highly possible that many recipients of the tape didn't even watch past the first couple of minutes and missed the sex tape part altogether. So perhaps that's part of the reason. But
I just threw up.
Yeah. And Larry King, speaking of people you don't want to imagine having sex.
Speak for yourself.
He, of course, is on the outs with his current wife, Shawn Southwick. One of his former wives, Julia Alexander King, bride number six, if you're keeping track. She was she was the wife from 1989 to 1992. She tells RadarOnline.com that it was well known that both Larry and his wife, Shawn, were having fun outside their marital vows.
I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Julia says that Shawn practically flaunted her relationship with a baseball coach named Hector Pennante. Hello! And Larry had a little side dish as well. Despite his fidelity issues, his ex-wife says Larry doesn't have a mean bone in his body.
Nobody's got one outside his body.
What?
Whoa, yeah. Only in America. Yeah. Wow.
Lacking a moral compass, she says, when it comes to the opposite sex. Larry King's a horn dog.
Wow. How about that?
It's just creepy, to be honest.
My testicles, hello. You're on. Today's celebrity birthdays, comedian Jerry Seinfeld. What's up? We're getting older. He's 56 years old today. Daniel Day-Lewis, who, of course, played Elaine on Seinfeld.
That's right.
She is 53 years old today. Michelle Pfeiffer celebrates her 52nd birthday. There, nobody looks as good at 52 as Michelle Pfeiffer
does. Ridiculous.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Eve Plum from The Brady Bunch, she played Jan on that show, is also 52 today. Does not look as good as Michelle Pfeiffer.
You're right.
Carney Wilson of the band Wilson Phillips. And from many ORs.
It's Craig Wilson's brother.
Where, no, it is not. She is 42 years old today. Actress Uma Thurman is 40 years old. Tennis star Andre Agassi turns 40
Glendale!
Well. Rapper Master P celebrates his 40th birthday today. Tyre Labine of Reaper, a show which I enjoyed much and mourn its passing, is 32 years old today. And Mike Hogan of the Cranberries. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the Cranberries. Is 37 years old today. Sorry, I just had a charmed flashback there. I'm better now. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll check in with our friend, quote-unquote, Spencer Pratt, about the premiere of this week's The Hills on MTV coming up and your shot at Iron Man 2 screening tickets on the way in less than an hour from right now. So, Ralph, you're saying no to the human centipede. I'm saying not only yes, but hell yes. That's what I'm saying.
You are a creepy dude. That's why. Because you live on a creepy island, and if you had surgical skills, this is what you'd be doing. I, on the other hand, I'm a compassionate human being who is just completely wigged out by the idea of this film.
It is gross.
For folks who have not yet heard the magic that is the human centipede, here's a listen to the trailer. Then we'll talk to the writer, director, genius behind the film.
We are on a road trip through Europe.
Yeah.
Can you call the emergency car service?
The Siamese triplet connected via the gastric system. The human centipede, the sequence. We start with cutting the ligaments of the kneecap.
What is this? What are you doing to us?
Yeah! I'm out.
God.
This is for folks for who Saw is too light and funny. That's the crowd we're going for here. Let's welcome to the Kevin Abid Show, Tom Six. He is the writer-director of Human Centipede, and he joins us now. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hello, guys. Nice talking to you. I'm great.
I think we know how Tom is. He is effed
sick.
Up.
Tom, you're my hero. When I saw this trailer, I couldn't get over how awesome it is. Horror movies have been around for 100 years, and I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure making the film.
Where does an idea like the human centipede, a mad scientist surgeon stitching people together ass to mouth, where does that even come from?
Well, the basic idea is very simple. I always made this sick joke to friends when they were watching television. There was a child molester on or something. I said they should stitch his mouth to the ass of a very fat truck driver. That would be a good punishment for him. And that was the basic idea for this film.
Uh-huh. Oh, was this a difficult sell to the movie industry? Was it tough to get somebody to agree to allow you to make this film?
Oh, yeah. We produced the film it's ourselves together with my sister. And we went to investors and we told them about the idea. But we left out the word ass to mouth. Finance it. So
imagine their surprise, Tom, when they saw the final product.
We only told them they would stitch people together, and they loved the idea.
Right.
And so we got it done like this.
How about when you started casting for the lead actresses, who are very pretty and seem to be very good actresses? Was it difficult to get people to want to play in a role like this that would seemingly be very scary and difficult to make?
Oh yeah, that was a punishment. We were casting in New York, and I made the drawings of the human centipede, and we had a lot of actresses coming in at the casting, and I showed them the drawings. And so many actresses, they became really mad at me. They
yes.
thought I was a crazy idiot, and they didn't want to do anything to have to do with me. But the smart one stays, and of course, I had to put them in the centipede position and be very close to a butt in front of them, and not all could do it. But we ended up with these two great actresses, Ashley and Ashley.
If you needed people, you could have looked in the world of adult entertainment, I think, and found some women willing to do that.
Oh, yeah, no, because I really wanted good acting.
Oh, well, then you're screwed.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Those films, and they can't act.
That's true.
Now, I want to ask, because I am not familiar with his work, but you got an actor named Dieter Laser, who plays your mad scientist surgeon doctor, and he looks fantastic. In the trailer that I have seen, he looks so great in this role. How did you find him?
Yeah, he's like an acting dinosaur. He did a lot of films in Germany, also a couple in America. And I saw a few DVDs of him, and I thought, he must play Dr. Heiter. He was the only one I considered. So we flew to Berlin, and we met the guy, and he has this really charismatic face, so I was already a little afraid of him, almost. And I told him the story in detail, and he absolutely loved it. He adored the script, and...
See, I would think that would be a bad sign, Tom, if you told someone the story and they immediately already just loved it. I would be concerned about that person.
Yeah,
I think you need some healthy hesitation on behalf of an actor, I think, if I were going to sign them on.
Yeah, you must imagine he also brought his own clothes, so that white coat he's wearing and the boots, he brought them from an old Nazi depot and stuff.
Okay.
Good times.
Right. Yeah. I think somebody needs to check out Tom's friends on Facebook and find out what kind of a crowd he's running with here. Tom, it's so funny. You know, I only know of you what I have read in the promotion leading up to your film, The Human Centipede, coming out. And I just expected a very dark and sour person, but you sound like a very normal, happy-go-lucky man.
Oh, yeah. I had a very happy childhood, and I couldn't hurt a mouse. I think a really sick and crazy imagination.
Yes, exactly.
Tom, is the horror film genre, is that the genre you prefer to work in? Is that what you want to do, is make horror movies?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because it's a genre that has no much limits. So I can use all my imagination in that genre, and I'm still having a lot of ideas for horror movies. So...
For folks who have not yet picked up the thread of what The Human Centipede is about, we gave you some of the trailer. Now here's a scene from this very terrifying movie that opens up tomorrow.
Stop! Why are you doing this?
Open up!
You need help! You're a sick man!
I'm a sick man. If you don't open up immediately, I will... cut your knees and pull your teeth out one by one without any anesthesia. It's your choice.
Lisa, I'm so taking you to see this movie this weekend.
Oh, my God. Wow. I would never sleep again.
Now, is this...
Sounds like a weekend at Bean's house.
Is this true, Tom, that it is going to be in theaters tomorrow but is also going to be available on cable, right, as on demand?
Oh, definitely. It opens May 7th in L.A. at the midnight at the Newark Theater, and it's also available on demand now via cable.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic. Okay. All right, last question for you. Is this true, or is this just a rumor that this movie has already proven so popular with those who have seen it that they have green-lighted a sequel for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. We're going to make the sequel, and that's going to be... Part one will be My Little Pony compared to the sequel.
Jeez. The human millipede? Is that the next step?
Yeah, it we'll have a centipede of 12 people, and it's going to be really nasty and cool, I hope.
It sounds awesome. Tom, congratulations on this. It's always nice to see a fresh new voice making movies. I'm very excited about the Human Centipede, and thank you for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show today.
Thank you so much, guys, for having the interview.
All right, Lisa, you got your choice. You can either go see The Human Centipede with me this weekend.
Yeah.
Or you can watch every episode of the last season of The Hills on MTV.
Oh, God, that's the worst choice ever. I think I'm going with you to the movies.
That's what I thought. The Hills are back for its final season. Look, it's Spencer Pratt, everybody.
I live and breathe, I would say, pop culture and the entertainment business. Uh-huh. I currently am in a partnership with the next Jay-Z. I won't go to a club now for less than $100,000.
You say villain, some people say jerk. I mean,
tomato, tomato.
I'm too rich and I'm too famous to be sitting with these people and cleaning up their in the jungle, my man. And this cast is devaluing our fame right now. I'm sitting next to VH1 comedians that I've never even seen before. I'm a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I kickbox. I box every day. I don't fear no man.
Ha ha ha. Life is like a tornado.
Right.
Callie
none
May.
Of that. None of that is true.
I am luckily a storm chaser and a scientist, and I'm the man who's here to bring you back down to earth and show you the way. The gospel of Spence, I've spoken.
That's fine. Listen, Spencer, the show is back on. The good news is that you got booted from and are banned from The Hills, so there's going to be very little footage of you this season.
That is good news. It's good news for the network and for the powers that are Spencer, because I've got too many good things going on in my life to have to have my celebrity and the celebrity value of my beautiful Aryan queen, Heidi, to be just devalued and discredited by The Hills.
That's the only reason anyone knows who you are.
Hey, Calypso Jane, pipe down, okay?
You've got
men
nothing
are talking.
After The Hills.
Men are
You've
talking.
All right, speaking of your Aryan bride, Heidi, two nights ago was the premiere episode of the new season, and it was all about Heidi's plastic surgery. She unveiled her new face and body, and she wants to go home to see her mom to show off her plastic surgery. And as always, Spencer, as she's packing to leave to go to Colorado, you are the very supportive husband that we know you can be.
Heidi, I really don't think this is a good idea. You're getting on a plane to Colorado. You need to stay here where I can take care of you.
I know, but I just haven't been home in a while, and I didn't see my mom since the wedding, and I think she was a little hurt not knowing about my surgery, so I just kind of feel like I have to do this.
Well, Heidi, I'm going to come with you.
No, Spencer, you're not going to come with me. You and my mom don't get along.
Well, dear, your mom is a very tough woman.
I completely agree, and that's why I want her to see how great I look and how happy I finally feel.
But you are so unbelievably naive. It's sad.
Is there ever a time where you're not belittling or contradicting or arguing with Heidi?
Yeah.
There are times. Perhaps
really when
she's going to the bathroom and not talking to me, or if she's asleep. Oftentimes I belittle her when she's sleeping because she deserves it.
And do you ever talk to each other in a normal tone of voice?
Are you...
It sounds
Who
like
do you think you are?
You guys are like yelling.
All right,
yes,
you know
they
what?
Are.
Listen,
They're
you dingy broad. I'm a media mogul, and you have no business talking to me like that. Okay,
you're right.
I'm the world's preeminent fortune cookie writer, and
You're not that at all.
A citrus fruit dryer.
No, you don't do that.
Mayor McCheese.
So you're not Mayor McCheese. So you're off the show. That's it. That's your only appearance. Now Heidi's in Colorado, and she, you know, her mom is seeing her for the first time, and she's talking about all the surgeries she's had. And I had forgotten just how many surgeries 10 surgeries is until I heard this.
Oh, it's so nice to be home.
Well, it's so nice to have you home. So how are you feeling?
What, you act like I have a new face or something?
That's pretty much what it is. It takes a little getting used to. It's very weird and very awkward. I'm sorry. I'm just a little...
It's okay.
So how are you feeling? Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better.
I can hardly hear you. Why are you talking so soft?
I can't talk a lot louder because my jaw is kind of locked up.
Well, now that must have been the best news ever for you, right, Spencer?
That's right. And then if she ever needs loosening up of the jaw, you know what I'm saying, Lika?
Yeah, I'm afraid I do.
Spencer's got just the utensil.
Sit down. So besides the jaw, what
else
did
Heidi get?
Sorry,
cell phone's going off. Bring, bring. Hey, what's
that
up?
That is you. That's Clooney. Not your cell
phone. Hey, George, how are you?
Hey, Spencer.
After the Kevin and Bean show?
Spencer, we're on the air right
now. I'll meet you there. Okay, bye,
right,
George.
Please
Clooney.
Hang up the phone. All right, so here's Heidi talking more about the surgeries.
What all did you have done?
I got a slight eyebrow lift, and that's why I had these staples
in
my head.
Is that permanent?
Yeah, it's permanent.
That's not, they're not going to come down a little?
No. I had my nose redone. I had my own fat injected into my cheeks. I had my ears pinned back. I had injections in my lips. I had my chin shaved down. I had my breasts redone and my back shaped. And then I had a little bit of inner and outer lipo done.
You risked your life to do the things that you did.
Mom, there's brain surgery every day. There's huge surgery.
You had an elective surgery that was completely unnecessary. And
to you, it was unnecessary. Well, you know, growing up, I used to put water balloons in my bra, and I always wanted big boobs, and, you know, it's not anything new.
You said you want bigger boobs than you have now?
I actually wanted bigger ones, but they couldn't fit in.
What's wrong with your wife? Her problem?
What's wrong with her mother? What's wrong with her dumb mother who's not supportive of a girl who's willing to give it all for her career and her livelihood?
I think she just thought
passion trumps all. Passion trumps all. You know what? And Hollywood's a dangerous gauntlet, and not everybody can make it through. And you shouldn't point fingers at Heidi for doing what it takes. Super sick big boobs. And she's got more surgeries to come.
Okay, that's what terrifies me. What on earth could she have to do? She already looks like a Barbie doll.
We have to taper down her hips. They protrude too much. We want to remove her ankles. They are unsightly.
That
we
doesn't
have
make any
to,
sense. She wouldn't be able to walk.
We'd like to insert a small tail. And we also are going to chemically remove all the hair from her body and stitch in some new ones.
Here's one more clip from this week's premiere of The Hill, Spencer. And
hair
I don't
here,
know
hair
I,
there.
I don't know if this happens a lot, but Heidi bursts into tears because everybody doesn't love the plastic surgery the way she does.
You don't have to support it or think it looks good, but you have to realize what I've been through. And you have to realize that I've been through so much pain. And coming here and having you attacking me is just really hard.
Boy, does her voice get high when she cries.
I'm sorry. I'm crying too now.
Oh, no, you're not. Why does she paint herself out to be a victim when she begged for all of
because,
that to be done?
Yeah, made you pay for it. Because some of the fat they used to inject her. To inject her lips. We found out after the fact that it came from a Mexican.
What?
Oh, God.
What are you talking about,
sir?
My beautiful Aryan queen has Mexican DNA inside her body. Now there's nothing I could do to
it. That doesn't make any sense. And by the way, so what? Spencer, you're an idiot. Leave us alone.
She's like a fine terrier. She was supposed to be pure-blooded.
Okay,
dear
that's
God.
Fine. Anyway, thank God, not tragic. Much Spencer on the Hill, so at least we've got that to look forward to. Please leave. How about the Kevin and Bean Afro line, 323-520-AFRO? Hate to start off on a down note, but I believe the first caller today is an actual complaint about the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, if I were to be bored to death, I'll put on AM talk radio. I put on Kevin and Bean so I can be entertained in the morning. I am not entertained.
Wow. Sorry, Diddy. Couldn't help you out there. Ralph, I'm glad you're here. This one's for you.
The Australian gay doc sketch could not have gone any better. So shove it up your ass, Ralph, and you better keep doing this shit.
Come on.
Wow.
See, I have nothing to do with any of that Wheel of Bad Animal Voice stuff, and I resent the implication.
In fact, you do actually literally leave the room whenever we start doing the wheel. So.
I do.
I'm not sure. I think this is a complaint about the weather.
20% chance of light rain my ass. This out here is wet, man. What the hell? Somebody find a friggin' weatherman and kick him in the nuts for me.
By the way, hurricane force winds later on today.
That's what I heard.
Is that
hurricane
what saying, really?
Force winds in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Dude, what's going on? You guys have had a crappy spring.
Yeah.
Had a lot of rain and bad weather. It hasn't escaped the notice of the listeners that there have been a lot of very difficult to listen to voices on our program over the last few weeks. God bless Kevin. Thank God he's off this week because he sounded terrible last week. I have been even worse this week. And now even our beautiful little Lisa May is under the weather, and it sounds like it. We got a bunch of calls about that, including this one.
Just heard the Lisa May traffic break. You know, if she wasn't black before, she now sounds black, but she sounds like a black dude.
That's true.
I know.
Sounds like Common.
Does. we have a beautiful young lady named Kat Corbett who joins us on our flagship station here in Los Angeles. Her voice sounds like this.
Hey, Kat.
And that's what this caller is about.
So when did Pat Corbett start doing the traffic?
Yeah.
Now, Lisa's calm, and Kat's more like Morris Chestnut.
here's one more, and I don't think this is a complaint about how you sound.
Yes.
I think this is a request for something they'd like you to add to your traffic reports.
Lisa, I was wondering if you could do me a favor and spend a few minutes talking about wood and lumber. how it feels and how you like to hold it, and just ad lib a little.
Lisa's a big woodworker.
That's what I understand.
There's a lot of wood in the roadway today.
She's got a lathe in her basement.
I couldn't agree with that caller more. Here's a Kevin and Bean Lister with a conspiracy theory.
Come on, guys. Lisa's sick. Bean is sick. You guys figure it out yet? They're sleeping with the same dude.
Oh, that makes sense.
How dare you?
That's the connection.
How dare you? I had a rather unpleasant, unscheduled two-hour stop at the world's largest thermometer in Baker, California a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you heard what happened to me there, Ralph.
I did not.
No.
But you'll know when you hear what this listener is calling to mock me with.
I'm at the world's largest thermometer right now, and you know what I didn't do? Lock my keys in the car.
You locked your keys in the car?
I locked my keys in the trunk of my car. How about that?
Because you were pulling out the hooker's body?
Now, I had already buried that in the desert. No, I was going in for some postcards. I wanted to send some, because I'd been to the General George S. Patton Museum the day before, and I picked up some postcards, and I wanted to mail those from the post office in Baker, and I had a rental car, and somehow I left the keys in the trunk. So I was stuck there for 2 hours waiting for AAA to come and help me get on the road.
How did the keys even get in the trunk to be locked in there?
You know how it is. You open up the trunk and you're pulling some stuff out of your backpack.
You throw the keys in there when you open it up.
You just set them down. And I thought no big deal when when I slammed the trunk. I thought no big deal.
Because then you can't lock the car without the keys, right?
I thought no big deal. The doors have got to be unlocked, right? Sure enough, they were still locked. So I had opened the trunk, but the doors were still locked. So I was super horked.
If only they would sew some sort of cloth pocket into your clothing when they make pants.
You mean a thing called a pocket?
And then you could just put items in those when you're done using them.
That's a great idea. That would have saved me a lot of time and trouble, I'll tell you that. Here's somebody I'm not sure. I just think he's a fan of mine in general.
Douche, 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 douche.
Your dad hasn't called the Afterline in a while. It's good to hear from him.
How dare you. It's already the biggest theatrical motion picture of all time, and it's on its way to being the biggest DVD release of all time. And here's a Kevin and Bean listener who just picked it up.
Hey, guys. I just got the Avatar DVD. Oh, man. Have you seen the deleted sex scene? I mean, talk about opening Pandora's box. Huh? Am I right? Huh?
And finally, put the listener in the file.
Yes.
From time to time, we talk about how listening to this show too much can actually ruin the rest of your life when you're not spending it with the radio, and here's an example of how that works.
You guys suck, okay? Every time I hear anyone say, we're going to go have a couple of beers, or, can you just hand me a couple of pieces of paper? Guess what I think of? Yeah, I think you know what I think of.
Yeah.
Couple. 323-520-AFRO. That is the Afro line. You can call 24 hours a day. Leave a message. A quick break. Ralph's got the showbiz beat right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin and Bean Show here for a Thursday. Our old friend Joel McHale joins us in the next hour. Plus, your chance to see Iron Man 2 before it opens now. I know, right? Now it's time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph Garman.
The hardest part of my job is having to break sad news. And I can't think of anything sadder than this. Aha's breaking up.
No.
This is their final tour.
No.
They've announced, according to eonline.com, that they're calling it quits. One last tour together, but it will be their last. Wow. A little sad.
That's right.
Well, that's good news. I'll tell you what's not good news is that volcano that erupted in Iceland.
Jimmy Kimmel was broken up about it, too.
Reports today that the Norwegian band Aha has announced plans to break up. You remember Aha? They had that song, Talking Away, I Don't Know What to Say, I'll Say It Anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay?
brave. Very brave indeed.
Nice!
Oh, Ralph could hit that note.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel. Ha! Suck it.
He fails.
Sad news, that oil slick off the Gulf Coast. That's bad news right there.
Oh, and it's getting worse.
5,000 barrels an hour or something like that, or a day? I mean, some crazy amount of oil going into the water.
It is now an oil slick the size of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Off the Gulf Coast. And according to weather patterns, it is heading towards Louisiana in that area, which is just bad news. Yesterday, there was a scare that the oil slick had made its way to Long Island, New York. But it turns out they were just having a casting call for season 3 of The Jersey Shore.
Yay!
Apparently Tuesday night at a place called The Crazy Donkey on Long Island, MTV held an open casting call for season 3 of The Jersey Shore. I'm guessing that means that Snooki and The Situation and JWoww and Pauly D, I guess they're just doing 2 seasons and they're out because they're looking for a brand new set of Guidos and Guidettes. And apparently it was quite the event.
I can imagine.
You can see photos over at TMZ.com. And boy, have you never hated a bunch of people more just by looking at them than you will when you look at those photographs.
I hate to say it, but do you think that the original cast, the Snookies and the like, just got too expensive?
I think they grew up, man. I think they grew up and found out there were more important things than laundry, tanning in the gym.
Sure.
And they've moved on to bigger and better projects. I mean, it happens all the time in television. You know, you outgrow a character and you want to move on and explore other artistic endeavors.
And think about all the doors that are open to them. I mean, they could play virtually anything with the range they showed on that program.
That's right. They'll probably go out and tour. Hope they open for the Idols, the American Idol tour. That'd be a great moment.
Ralph, could they pay you enough to go back to your Jersey Shore roots? Could you be that guy again?
I never was that guy. Even when I lived back east, I was the guy making fun of those guys.
Oh, yeah?
I was always the pasty, doughy Irish guy who was drunk in the bar making fun of the buff, overly tanned, gelled Italian guys. So, I have no fear.
Rob, I mean, clearly you grew up there, so you know a lot more about it than I do. But in my time living in the East Coast, I feel like it was really a divide in that there were those guys. There certainly were those Guidos.
Absolutely.
But the guys who were not and the gals who were not hated them. I mean, there was no real middle ground. It was the anti, and then there was the Guido.
Yes, and I believe that still holds today. I like to think it's one of the last still vestiges of hatred that can be celebrated here in America, because we all can agree to hate the Guidos and the Guidettes in their IROCs and their muscle tees. The muscle tee really was the 80s version of what the Affliction t-shirt is now.
Yeah.
Any guy who wore a t-shirt that was specifically designed and sewn to have no sleeves and wore that out in public was immediately a target of scorn and derision by me and my friends. The muscle tee. F that. It's different if you had a old t-shirt and you cut the sleeves off.
And it's also different
when
you
actually was sewn with no sleeves, but it had a full collar. It wasn't like a wife beater, like a t-shirt collar with just no sleeves.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was sewn that way. A t-shirt just with the sleeves that it was sewn just to stop right there at the top of the shoulder. It was known as the muscle tee, and it blew.
Yeah.
All right.
Zubas, too? A lot of Zubas back then?
Oh, a lot of Zubas and muscle tees. Yeah, absolutely. Dominic Monaghan of Lost and from Flash Forward is a pretty tough dude. Apparently, he was surfing, he told reporters, and he broke his foot but didn't realize for a full day.
Wow.
He just thought he'd walk it off until he woke up the next day and couldn't put his shoe on because his foot had swollen up 3 sizes.
Wow.
His foot grew 3 sizes that day. So he had to go to the hospital. But that's what you get when you let Brits surf. Brits have no business surfing, especially hobbits.
I agree.
Are you watching the Flash Forward, by the way? Wow. Did it jump the shark early?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a couple episodes behind, but I thought the season had been okay so far.
No, I'm not watching it anymore. Too many characters, too many split-off stories. Now they're going to have a second blackout where everyone's going to blackout again before we find out what happened with the first blackout.
Oh, wow.
They're going to Africa and they're adding characters. No, I'm out.
It's tough in those shows. And by the way, everything you've described is exactly part of my problem with Lost this season.
Wrong.
It's tough to juggle and keep that many plots and characters in the air and keep it compelling and interesting and move the story forward.
However, you know what's gotten better? And I thought it was sort of weak coming out of the gate, but it's just gotten better week by week by week. Is V. I'm loving
V.
Loving V.
I gave up on V. Gave up on V.
Very strong now. It really has, they really tightened it up and moving along. It's a real action thriller now. It's kind of cool.
How about Fridge, Dewan's favorite show, Fridge? How's that?
Fridge is good.
Is it good?
Yeah, but it's got a funny smell. I don't know what it is. I got to look in there and see what's going on. I think I might have left some salmon in there for too long. Can't be sure.
Ooh.
No, Fringe is good. We know now who will direct the final chapter in the Twilight saga. Tyler Perry. Apparently, no, I'm kidding.
No. It's about to fall
Wouldn't
over
that be the greatest? Tyler Perry's Twilight?
A very
it better
movie.
Be, it better be Tom
Medea,
Six.
Medea becomes a vampire?
Tom Six. Oh,
Tom Six and stitches them all together to make them the human centipede. That would be the awesomest movie
no,
ever.
No, it might be a little lighter, given that it is Dreamgirls director Bill Condon will be taking over the Twilight saga. He did also Gods and Monsters, and he will be directing Breaking Dawn, which is the final part of the Twilight saga. Apparently, Summit Entertainment, the motion picture company behind the series, has decided to cash in a little bit more, wring as much money as they can out of this franchise. Looks like they're going to be breaking Dawn into two parts.
Mm.
So it'll be two halves of the final story, so we'll get to see it all. And speaking of motion pictures, there is a biopic in the works on the life and times of Ozzy Osbourne. Sharon Osbourne said so at a press conference for Celebrity Apprentice this week. She revealed that you can forget those rumors that Johnny Depp will be playing Ozzy. It had been rumored that he was going to take on the role. Sharon said that's just not true. Odds are an unknown will probably get the part, but she says casting ideas are open, so maybe some other people will audition for that role. We'll
that should be fascinating.
Regarding who will play her, Sharon said she would like Carey Mulligan to take on the role of Sharon. If you saw An Education, you know who Carey Mulligan is.
Mm-hmm.
Very talented and beautiful British actress.
Ozzy seems like the kind of guy who has an interesting enough life that it could be a good movie.
I agree.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Given the right casting, I think it would be very entertaining. And Jenna Jameson is drug-free, according to TMZ.com. In spite of what her boyfriend Tito Ortiz had said to the press, Jenna took it upon herself to get tested for drugs, and she said she came up clean. TMZ confirms this report. Lab tests clearly exonerate Jenna Jameson of any hint, iota, or suggestion that she ingested or was under the influence of any opiates or controlled substances, her lawyer said in a statement released today. However, he did not explain away those lips. Today's celebrity birthday is Tyra Labine, very funny and talented actor. He was a big part of why I watched Reaper, had a short-lived series called Sons of Tucson on Fox. I hope you see him again on television. He's 32 years old today. Master P!
Yeah!
Rapper is 40 years old. Uma Thurman also celebrates her 40th birthday today. Carney Wilson is 42. Eve Plum, Jan from the Brady Bunch, is 52 years old today, as is Michelle Pfeiffer. Daniel Day-Lewis, one of my favorite
I drink
actors.
Your milkshake.
That's right. From There Will Be Blood. He is 53 years old today, and comedian Jerry Seinfeld celebrates his 56th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman, and welcome to Showbiz Beat.
MGMT. They were on Saturday Night Live this last weekend, didn't play that song there, just like they didn't play it at Coachella. It's 106.7 KROQ at 8:09. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It's kind of a dick move to be MGMT and not play kids when you do a show.
Well, when you got so many hits, Bean, how do you pick one to play for the audience?
I guess that's it. Ralph, you are going to be there at the Arclight in Hollywood, your favorite movie theater, on Tuesday night to see what?
Hell to the yeah. We're going to go see Iron Man 2. Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, Mickey Rourke, Gwyneth Paltrow. It is one of the most anticipated movies of the year. And I think, I'm really looking forward to it, because I think the first Iron Man was maybe in top three comic book movies of all time.
It was terrific.
In terms of taking a comic book and translating it to the big screen, very few films have done it as well as Iron Man did. And I'm a big fan of comic book movies.
I hope they don't screw it up, because the first one was brilliant. But with the same director and the great cast, I mean, I certainly have high hopes for it as well. If you want to see it early, you can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Time once again to play Kevin and Bean's Movie Palooza.
It's time for Movie Palooza. What movie is that clip from? You'll go see Iron Man 2. Palooza, Palooza, Palooza. This is Movie Palooza. Now it's time to play the effing game.
What, I didn't know the fine young cannibals were still making music.
what's our theme today, Ralph?
Today's theme is comic book movies. Translated from the little page to the big screen, these are seven of some of the biggest comic book movies ever released. Now, keep in mind, we will be playing for you a clip from these films. You just need to identify the movie. But keep in mind, as you listen to them, that some of these comic book movies have been franchises. There are several different
comic book movies featuring the same characters in the same cast. So you're going to have to listen very carefully to discern between which films, because we are going to be a little picky on this. We're going to make sure that you know exactly what film we're talking about, which one, if it is from a series of films, which one in the series the clip is from.
Gotcha. All right, we'll take him in order, starting with John. He is on line one. If you get it right, you join Ralph at the screening Tuesday night to see Iron Man 2. Hey, John, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready for your clip?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Linda.
All right, John, here's your clip from a comic book movie. You tell us which one it is.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
How much you want?
Half.
Enough from the clown!
Okay. What do you think there, John?
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight is
correct.
Yeah,
well done.
Heath Ledger is the Joker, of course, in that clip.
Congratulations, you're going to the movie. Let's move on to Dwayne. Dwayne is on line two. He joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Dwayne. You ready to play?
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning,
morning. Good morning.
Dwayne, here is your comic book movie clip.
Because he knew the human race had the capacity for goodness, he sent us his only son. His name is Kal-El.
That sounded distorted. What was that again?
I'm sorry, we don't have time to play the clip more than once. I'm sorry. Any guesses?
No.
Well, we hope that his name was Kal-El. Might be a hint that we were looking for Superman that time, but thank you for playing anyway. Robert, line three. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Here's your clip, Robert.
There are aspects of my personality that I can't control. When I lose control, it's very dangerous to be around me.
Really?
Yeah, Robert, any guesses?
Yeah, of course. It was Spider-Man.
Oh, that's sorry, wrong, Robert. Man. There you go. The Incredible Hulk. That was Incredible Hulk with Ed Norton.
Dangerous to be around me, we thought might be the hint. Thanks for playing, though. Appreciate it. Let's try Craig, line four, looking for Iron Man 2 ticket winners to join us on Tuesday. Hey, Craig, you ready to play?
Yeah, what's going, kids?
Here's your clip, Craig, of your comic book movie.
Your encounter with a surfer has affected your molecules. They're in a constant state of flux and will cause you to temporarily switch powers with Sue.
All right, a lot of hints in that one. What do you think?
Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Well done, Rise of the Silver Surfer. That's what we were looking for. Well done. Excellent job. You're going to see Iron Man 2.
Congratulations. All right, how about Frank, please, on line five. Hi, Frank. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Good luck. Listen up.
Good morning.
Saved my life twice, and I've never even seen his face.
You are amazing.
Spider-Man?
Very well done. Yep. The first Spider-Man movie.
Good job.
Congratulations.
You can
Robert.
Hear her teeth in that clip, can you? Can you hear her teeth?
Yeah. Robert is on line six. Hi, Robert. You're playing for Iron Man 2 tickets. Hang on. Here's your clip.
Story goes that he'll be normal during the day, but at night, in the presence of evil... The writer takes over.
I believe he was yelling out the answer 1 second into the clip. Say it again.
Ghost Rider.
There you go. Yep.
I feel well like done. My skull is on fire.
I hear that announcer. It makes me want to have some beef for dinner, too, by the way. All right. One more contestant. I think it's going to be Tony. Hey, Tony, ready to play?
Hello.
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 Here's your clip, Tony.
You will be able to withstand virtually anything. It's called adamantium. Going to have to embrace the other side. Become the animal.
Ooh.
I'm a disgrace to comic book fans.
Hey, you said it, man, not us.
That's a hard group to disgrace, too, by the way.
No. I'm just going to throw out Incredible Hulk.
No, sir, I'm sorry. The X-Men Origins Wolverine, the Wolverine solo movie.
To the adamantium.
Adamantium, that's how you know, man, right there.
Right, exactly. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. We'll have more tickets for you tomorrow. This has been Kevin and Bean's, what's it called?
Moviepalooza.
Moviepalooza.
And play the theme now, Psycho Mike.
This is Moviepalooza. Thanks for playing our little game.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. It's that guy from all those shows. Yeah. Look.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
I remember when Joel was just like a funny guy that I caught a couple times on basic cable. And I said, let's have him in. He seems like a decent enough guy. Seems pretty humorous.
You know, were wrong.
Before, he goes back to waiting tables wherever he's headed after his short stint on Applebee's. The Soup. Let's have him in. And little did we know, he'd become a multimedia superstar.
Wow.
Yep. Motion pictures, network television, sold out concert appearances.
That is what happens when you agree to sleep with Ryan Seacrest. Anything can happen in this business.
Do when people lower their expectations that they will take anything.
That's right.
It's great.
Hey, what
you
happened?
Let me just say, Bean, I know that they've been talking about it, but you sound like death.
I really apologize
for that.
This is better. This is the best I've sounded. This is the best I've sounded all
week. Are you in an iron lung?
I might as well be. Look, I've apologized repeatedly on the air this week because
good.
I know that it may not be pleasant for people to listen to. It hurts. I'm very ill. I'm very, very sick. But I'm an entertainer and I miss my audience. So that's why I'm here.
He's a giver. We would like you to. We don't miss you. Because I'm kidding. But I feel like they should. You should be sponsored by Ricola now.
I know it's not pretty, and I apologize.
Right.
I'm really sorry.
It's
would
okay.
you rather I didn't talk to you? Want me to just step aside and let Ralph conduct the interview here? I will do that if that's
Ralph's
what you prefer.
Compared right now, Ralph's velvety fog of a voice compared to yours right now.
I do have dulcet tones.
I'm kidding. No, any form of you would be great.
Do we have the Joel McHale intro? Do we have that?
We don't have a Joel McHale.
We don't have.
I was told we didn't. That's ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
That's outrageous.
I thought we had a Joel McHale intro. I thought I was stepping all over it with my cheesy introduction.
No.
Oh,
thanks.
Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
Hey, Joel.
You're not important enough yet that we put a package together for you.
Thanks
but
a lot. At one point, there was one with Tyra in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
what happened to it?
Well, she retired. And no one remembers her now.
Hey, speaking of soup hosts, what happened to Craig Kilborn?
Well,
Craig Kilborn?
That's a name I haven't heard in a long
soup
time.
Host?
No,
wasn't he?
No, he did The Daily Show.
Same
thing.
Well, and then he had The Late Show.
The Late Show.
After
right, exactly, yeah. But I guess I was thinking of those people that you see on Basic Cable who are talented enough to be plucked away to go on to do other things. He showed up in a couple of movies in small roles.
Yeah,
a
couple.
And then
Old School?
Right, Old School.
Old School was one of the most high profile. But then he just vanished, and I just wondered if there's some sort of a, cable TV host old folks home that you guys visit and hang out at, and I just wondered if maybe you knew, because I really liked that dude.
Why don't Craig Kilborn, if you're out there, why don't you call in and let us know what you're doing?
If you still got phone service, I'd
love to up with Kilborn.
Well, there is kind of a halfway house. That is E. But he's not.
Craig
haven't
Kilborn
seen
is rooming with Hal Sparks now. I think.
Yes, they're together.
Oh,
they're in that
that's
band.
Sad.
That's right.
They're
speaking of Basic Cable hosts, Ralph just broke some news to you right as we sat down that I think you were very interested to hear more about.
Yeah, being the big cheese over at E, I thought you would be all over this. I'd asked you if you'd seen the Chelsea Handler sex tape, and you looked at me with a blank look as if you hadn't.
Well, but
first of
a
all,
delighted blank look.
You
he was
what?
Happy. Hear sex tape and then someone, but you think, thanks for thinking that I'm the big cheese over there.
You
that
are.
Is
we know you run. You pull the strings over
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. I had not heard of, really?
RadarOnline.com broke the news.
Wait,
this
Radar
week.
Online?
Yes.
Okay.
Gary Berghoff's website. Okay. RadarOnline.com released the news that they had in their hands the Chelsea Handler sex tape, which she claims apparently was a hilarious comedy gag. She used to send it out as her reel, where there would be stand-up comedy up to a point, and then it would jump cut, and then it would be as if someone had taped over it with a sex
right.
scene, and then it would go back to her stand-up. But it actually was her having sex in the middle of the tape.
This
her
is what
nude just
Mr. Radar is claiming.
Well, I've seen the stills. I've
like
seen the stills
the,
from the
really?
From the video, and it's her.
Yes,
and she's
it's not
in.
Like. Do you remember when the Onion magazine put out the fake article that the Capitol building in Washington D.C. was going to have a retractable roof and luxury
yes.
boxes?
Yes, yes, I do
and
remember.
And then China
that.
Picked up on it, right. saying it was a real story. Yeah,
this is a real story.
Well, I would yes. like to.
And Chelsea saying it's no big deal. It was just a joke.
Hmm.
And I always thought sex with Chelsea Handler would be a joke, but I can't imagine that she would herself admit that.
Well,
however, it is funnier than anything she's ever done, apparently.
Wow. Well, I say as I said to you earlier, I have a sex tape
right.
and have been trying to get it out for years. And as it gets returned sealed,
you keep sending it back to you.
And I've updated the format.
Really?
It is now
on Blu-ray.
and you still can't get TMZ to write about it.
Army 11 is
it's
not interested.
It's on iTunes now.
Is it really?
It's very simple to get. It's free.
Really?
It's ridiculous. So
that's sort of sad, actually.
Is it an app on the iPhone?
It's
now?
An application. I have it on my iPad.
But no one else is looking at it.
It's ridiculous.
That is sad.
It's interactive.
Is it really?
Joel, we used to make fun of you when you came in and started
doing.
When we came in and you started doing stand-up, remember?
Yes.
And it was really just, it was an evening with Joel McHale, and you would come out and say a few funny things
in
between
comedians.
No,
it was always Joel McHale and friends, remember?
Right.
That's how we got
because
around
that.
You didn't have an act. Or
material.
Or friends, for that matter.
Right. I was people that were being paid.
But what I'm saying now is, and Ralph hit it right on the head, I mean, you are doing sell-out shows all over the country now, including Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas this weekend. I guess you're going to be there.
Tomorrow.
These are big hotel casinos, big rooms. This is actual what real stand-up people do.
Well, going to casinos.
This isn't the Ha Ha House in Cleveland.
Did you get an act or something?
I bought an act.
Oh,
and
did you?
It does a lot of watermelons and sledgehammer. I don't know who did it in the 80s, but it is really funny.
It was just lying there. Storm it. Why not? Pick it up.
It is a mess, but...
I always wondered how Leno flies out every weekend and does stand-up because he's a crazy person who just loves it. But a guy like you who has two very successful high-profile TV shows on the air at the same time, I don't understand why you're doing it, though. I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah, how greedy are you?
The money is just... I love it.
Yeah.
And I can't get enough of it. So...
Is that your passion for the art of stand-up any longer?
No.
No?
I was raised Catholic, and now, according to Wikipedia, and I'm not kidding, it says that I'm Jewish. So the combined growing up guilt of those things just makes me think at any moment it's all going to end.
You've already been picked up for another season of Community. You've got the big network dollars coming in. You should be.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, you should be spending Friday and Saturday nights, you know, with hookers and stuff instead of out on the road working.
Well,
or this is why
your family.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
or that.
My wife is a hooker, so I'm killing two birds with one stone. I know. It's just it makes no sense, and it's not smart.
You really are just trying to squirrel away as much cash as possible in case it all goes south. Is that the mentality?
That's my basically being raised. That's what my dad told me every day.
Yeah. In case you're the next Craig Kilborn, you want to make sure you've got a nest egg.
What happened to him?
Yeah.
Exactly. He should have been doing stand-up.
That's true.
Because now look. Next week is Chicago. So if you're interested in coming,
wow,
that'd be great.
Where are you playing in Chicago?
The Chicago Theater.
Oh, okay.
That's big time, by the way, Chicago Theater. That's
really
a legit venue right there, yeah.
Well,
all right.
What?
Yes.
What if I was playing? I know I'm playing Lou Malnati's or Giordano's pizza there. And no, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Joel McHale is here.
Get out of bed and let him go.
Community airs Thursday nights on NBC. The Soup airs Friday nights on E! And, of course, stand up tomorrow night at the Las Vegas Mandalay Bay. We'll take a break, come back with more with our friend Joel right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Joel McHale is here. You know him from The Soup.
Pop singer $ha revealed that she wears her own placenta as a necklace. She said, quote, I have a belief that if I wear my placenta in a necklace, there's a possibility of me gaining second sight, like being psychic. So tell me, Kesha, do you win or lose Celebrity Fit Club 5 years from now?
I'm glad to see you admire Kesha as much as we do on this program, Joel. She is something else, isn't she?
God. My 5-year-old Eddie, he has stopped doing it, but for a while he would write his name EDD1. I.E. He's like, you're already
He's a pop star.
Star.
Pop star in the making. You know, Joel, I'm very excited because I watch The Soup every week. And,
God bless you.
I know
and
you.
And Community, 8 o'clock Thursday.
I haven't caught that yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
I know I enjoy the movies over on Sci-Fi. Special
Ice Spiders.
Ice Spiders was spectacular.
Ice Spiders was great.
Giant Piranha. I know recently I saw on your show.
Yes,
was excellent.
With Tiffany.
I was just especially excited. I'm hoping you and I will be able to work together in some sort of, not direct way.
Yes.
Because yesterday we had the director for Sharktopus on, and I've just scored a major role in the movie Sharktopus.
Yeah!
Wow. And I just hope come fall that you'll be playing a little clip, perhaps, from Sharktopus. Maybe I can be on The Soup.
That is not a bad... What are you going to be playing?
I will be playing a pirate radio DJ down in Mexico. Who was asked to warn the teens who were down there celebrating spring break to look out for the giant half shark, half octopus monster that is Sharktopus.
I thought it was half shark, half cat.
No.
And so the thing was always partially drowning.
No, they don't like the water.
Now,
I don't like the water.
What part of Romania are they flying you to?
This is actually shooting locally here
in Los Angeles.
It is?
That seems impossible.
Well, the principal photography was done in Mexico with Eric Roberts, but I will be shooting my role here locally.
Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts.
From Batman to Sharktopus.
Yes. Wow.
Which is the name of his autobiography, by the way. You should pick it up.
Short
really
of money?
Excellent. I don't know why he's doing it.
Here's
but.
What I don't understand about the Sci-Fi Network.
But when I got it, I said, oh, I'm just... first thing came to my mind was like, I hope Joel plays my scene on
Soup. I guarantee
you
can come on the Soup.
All right, good. We'll do that then.
Awesome.
And I'm sure Eric Roberts is also available, apparently.
I'll bring him with me.
What I don't get about sci-fi is that you'll have like Battlestar Galactica or Doctor Who, which
right.
are
brilliant.
Spectacular. Yeah. And... clearly well-funded.
Yes.
And then Sharktopus.
Yes.
Or Ice Spiders. And it's almost as if they are trying not to make it look real.
I think they are trying to have fun with it. I think it's a joke.
Yeah, I think
really
there's an entire audience out there hoping for that. You know,
and
the,
I'm
the
that
campier,
guy.
The better, yeah.
I am giant shark versus mega octopus, whatever that
is. Mansquito was one of your first.
Mansquito was the best. Yes.
Wow. We could probably pitch... if we're just here in the next 20 seconds, think of five pitches for Sci-Fi Network and sell them as movies.
I pitched them yesterday, the giant blowfish and seahorse combo, blowhorse. But
yeah.
I couldn't get them to commit to that
but
one.
But that movie has already been made.
Yes, with Chelsea Handler. Oh. I've seen the video.
My
and
Lord.
Come back around.
Wow.
Oh. Joel McHale is here. We're talking about The Soup, of course, which is still the most one of the most entertaining half hours on television.
And Community.
And Community, o'clock. Which airs
what
Thursday
is this Community
night.
You're always
how
speaking about?
How dare you?
Is it on television?
Yes,
or
it's
is
on
it like
NBC.
A, is it a net show? Is it on the internet?
A net show?
Did you have to go to NBC.com?
It's
not webisodes?
No.
No, it's not
it's
you
real.
And
Angela cameras? From The Office, and you guys do like a little spin-off
no.
thing? No.
This is not Sharktopus.
You wish it was Sharktopus, mister.
Ugh. Yes. Anyway, yes, sorry.
Joel, you have some impossibly hot chicks on your Community show, too, by the way.
That is very true.
Yeah. You, what's her name? The little actress
who plays...
Well,
we got Gillian Jacobs and Alison Brie.
Alison Brie, I think, is the one who's also on Mad Men.
Yes, she is.
She oh, my God, is she so pretty. Yeah.
Yes, she is.
That's and, your job, is getting up in the morning and going and hanging out with her.
Yeah, and there was a episode in the fall where she wore something very low cut, and in the scene, I basically just stared at them
and that was your job for
about
4
hours. Yeah. I just stared at them.
I stake her out while she's going to yoga, and I'll like park like a disgusting pervert and you know wait for her to come out in spandex. Just to let you know that.
And you wear the winter cap when it's not cold.
I do. I have a trench coat and nothing else.
Yeah. That's...
One of the things I love about Community is Dr. Ken is on your show, who, by the
Ken
way,
Jeong.
Steals he steals every scene on every TV show and every movie that he's in. And people are surprised continually to find out that he is, in fact, an actual medical doctor.
He is an actual doctor, worked at Kaiser for like 12 years. So,
how did
and there's
he end
two
up
Kens,
because
the... Ken will, he if something happened, like our director was having this horrible leg pain. And Ken goes into, like Jason Bourne, he becomes a doctor.
Like medicine
and he
mode?
Begins asking questions like a doctor in a very calming way. And
he has my tracheotomy with a ballpoint pen, one of those
things. The weird
things.
Part is that he's out of practice.
And
he
killed a guy.
Tracheotomy.
For leg pain.
It's called a campground tracheotomy.
Yeah.
Where
he practiced like Asian medicine. It wasn't real medicine, right?
How dare
it was
you.
Like herbs and
massages.
Yeah. He treated
needles and
he
stuff.
He treated his leg pain with some ground up elephant tusk.
Sure.
And but he helped, like, the nurse on the studio completely misdiagnosed what was going on with the guy. She was like, you need to go to the emergency room now. And then Ken checked it out. He's like, you're fine. It's just a strained muscle.
Isn't that wild, though?
And then
he's got
goes,
this entirely
yeah.
other life.
That's how NBC saves 2 salaries.
See?
That
they are saving money.
They are.
They're
the biggest loser.
I am also a doctor. A rug doctor. I can clean any rug. It's a vacuum system with water, and it's terrific.
Glad you clarified that.
Before we take a break and insist, and Mr. McHale, stick around for Ralph Showbiz Beat coming up next.
Yes.
If folks wanted to come see you at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas tomorrow night, would they be able to still get tickets, or are you way sold out?
I think there's like 100 left.
So. Okay.
That place is a all barn, right. too. That's a big crowd.
It's, I don't know, something like 13,000 seats. I don't know what it is. Oh, no, wait.
It.
That's the fight tomorrow on Saturday night.
Oh, that's right. The big fight this week.
I'm in a lounge. I'm actually in a Starbucks. At the yeah, the big fight. And Conan O'Brien is on Saturday night, so there's no hotel rooms left in.
Wow, big weekend. Yeah. All right. Well, check out the Mandalay Bay if you want to see Joel on stage tomorrow night. Again, Community Thursday nights. Hey, that's tonight at 8 on NBC. And look for The Soup. It starts on Friday night and it airs all week long. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat. Joel will sit in when we return right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show.
Bush.
on 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. It's 8:56. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. What? Why are you
56?
Eyeing already?
I don't have much time. I got Joel McHale here to sit on my showbiz beat, and I want to take advantage of it. I want to be able to use him to his full potential.
Yeah. I want to push the...
You push this.
What are they going to do? They're not going to fire us, Ralph. Do whatever you want.
Celebrities.
Sorry.
Push that one.
Okay, all right. Hands to yourself. Here's Ralph with the showbiz beat.
I love that button.
Of course, Joel is the big star over at E!, and this story comes from RadarOnline.com, where they say they have got in their hot little hands a sex tape featuring another E! Host, Chelsea Handler, who, of course, her late-night comedy talk show, Chelsea Lousy, airs every night there over at E! Chelsea Lately, I'm sorry. And, it's a sex tape featuring Chelsea and a male partner who, according to Radar Online, speaks with a clear British accent.
Oh.
Simon Cowell, that's my guess.
But you said earlier that this is part of the tape she used to send out.
This is the story behind the tape, according to Chelsea. She said she was using that tape as a way to draw attention to herself when she was a struggling stand-up comedian. She would send that out to agents and to bookers in comedy clubs. They would watch the first part of the tape, which was her doing stand-up. Then it would suddenly cut to this sex scene and then cut back to the end of her stand-up performance. And she said that's how she would get attention. It is her nude having sex with a dude, but she said it was all for a purpose. It was a joke more than an actual sex tape. But it's still her naked having sex.
You really?
So who's the joke on now?
People
who have watched her have sex,
all the way to the
bank. I'm guessing. A source close to Chelsea said she gave this demo tape to a bunch of talent agents and managers hoping to get some gigs. I'm sure most people threw them out because they were on VHS, says the person, because her stand-up was so bad, they didn't realize the tape she would one day make it big.
This is a source close to her?
Yes.
Nice source.
Yeah.
That's not very
nice.
It's
highly possible that many recipients of the tape didn't even watch past the first couple of minutes and missed the sex tape part altogether.
It sounds like this was a tape she sent out. Then probably not. Sounds like that.
But it's still her having sex on the tape.
Well,
when you go to work today, stop by and ask her.
I'll see.
Stick your head in.
All right.
Knock first.
Knock
first.
I don't have a tape, but I have a live show.
You have a live sex show?
Yeah.
Is it lesbian bondage themed?
Well, a lot of Republicans show up to that.
That's what I thought.
Spend a lot of money.
Bieber mania continues to hit a fever pitch across this world of ours.
Yes!
Heartthrob Justin Bieber had some trouble in New Zealand this week.
Yeah.
He was tweeting. I don't know if you follow Justin Bieber's tweets or not.
Yes.
But apparently he was upset because someone knocked down his mother
Get out of the way.
Trying to get autographs from
Justin.
You're
not going to hold me back from my Bieber.
And more importantly, someone stole his hat.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a total gaylord.
I think it's Psycho Mike, judging from the hat he's wearing
today. I love how his mom got trampled.
I got Bieber fever.
I'm glad that he focused on he wants his hat back.
How old is he?
He is 16 years old, Joel.
What's his hit song? Baby,
got
right?
me there. I've
Do
never heard
a.
I've never heard a Justin Bieber song.
No, it's the one with Ludacris. Isn't that called Baby Bean?
I think it might be, yeah. He's got another one called One More Time, I think, too.
The weird part is that his voice sounds a lot like Bean's right now.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
His voice is deeper than mine today. That's true.
We asked the question earlier when we were talking to Joel, what happened to former Soup hosts? Well, we know what happened to one of them. Greg Kinnear just announced today, according to Daily Variety, that he will be playing John F. Kennedy in a miniseries that's being produced for the History Channel, which is where I go for all my drama, by the way, the History Channel.
Really?
Yeah.
I love reenactments of battles.
It is the history of the Kennedy family, JFK, Greg Kinnear, and Katie Holmes as Jackie Bouvier Kennedy, his lovely wife.
Pretty good casting, I think, for both parts.
I think so too,
I don't know how old she was when they married, but I guess she's about the same age. Barry Pepper will be playing Bobby Kennedy, and Tom Wilkinson, very talented British actor, will be playing Joe Kennedy Sr., the patriarch of the Kennedy family, who took him up.
That's the History Channel is going to be spending some money.
Yeah.
Wow.
8-hour miniseries. We'll be watching it in 2011.
Are you going to watch it?
If I get any fatter, I can play Ted Kennedy.
How much do you weigh, Bean?
It's got to be 250.
Wow. Yeah, but how tall are you?
I'm over 6'6".
You can play Stretch Kennedy, the tallest of all the Kennedys.
the brother they kept in the basement talked about.
Yeah. Maybe you should start eating in like 2 years, do a stunt where a forklift will bash a wall out of your home to lift you to take you to the hospital.
I could get on the Soup. I could get a clip on the Soup that way at least.
No problem.
Dr. Oz will come by and help you out.
What else, Ralph?
More reality TV show news. VH1's Celebrity Rehab, according to TMZ.com, is trying to get some tried and true stars next season. We'll have to ask Dr. Drew about this. Rumor has it, once again, according to TMZ, that they've tried to land a big star along the lines of Lindsay Lohan, Heather Locklear, Charlie Sheen, or Brooke Mueller to do a stint inside the Pasadena Recovery Center. Hmm. Word so far is none of them have taken the bait. Apparently, the rumor was they offered Lindsay Lohan $1 million.
Wow.
She would do the show.
Wow.
And as of yet, she still claims she has no addiction issues.
Would you do it for $1 million, Ralph?
I would get hooked on heroin and then, then get off of it for $1 million, absolutely.
Wow.
Because I don't have a big
Now,
yes,
how
show.
Would you be able to do Celebrity Rehab and Sharktopus?
That's true.
I'd Ralph's have to coming out in the movie Sharktopus.
I have a small but key role right. in Sharktopus, yes.
Yeah. You're like Dame Judi Dench in Shakespeare in Love.
Exactly. I make quite the impression while I'm on the screen.
Nice right. reference, Queerbait.
Wow. Hey, hey.
This is coming from a guy who's been wearing a ski hat indoors.
He's wearing a toque.
That guy.
Today's celebrity birthday is Tyler Labine, very talented, funny actor from Reaper and from Sons yes. of Tucson, and I hope he gets a hit show one of these days. He's 32 years old. Rapper Master P is 40 years old. Tennis star Andre Agassi also turns 40. As does actress...
Andre is only 40.
Only 40 years old?
Think about the
His
life.
His life's over.
That.
Yeah.
His career's over, and he's 40. Now what do you do? Now what do you do with your
That's
life?
Amazing.
Just spend
By
all
way,
your money.
For a professional athlete, doesn't look all that good for 40.
I know? Think he looks terrific.
Easy there, Joe.
Wow.
You're going to Vegas
you think he
this
looks
weekend.
Bad?
Well, I mean, most professional athletes look better than average people, and I think he looks...
But he's a know. Tennis player. It's just barely professional athletics, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Uma Thurman celebrates her 40th birthday today as well. Carney Wilson is 42. I haven't seen Carney's new show, which I believe is on the Game Show Network.
Haven't seen it.
It's a reality show about her eating pie or something. I'm not quite sure. But
I think it's about her lap band surgery and recovery from, isn't it?
Same thing. Eating pie. Lap band.
Wait. How she had the lap band surgery a long time ago, though, right?
Yeah, and then she like ate her way through it or something, and they put a new one on.
Wow.
Eve Plum from The Brady Bunch. She played Jan on that TV show.
What's she doing?
She is...
Eve, call in and let us know what you're doing.
If you and Craig Kilborn
are together,
we'd love to hear from you.
Let us know where you are.
She's 52. She's the bitter Brady. She's the one who won't do any of the reunion shows and that kind of stuff.
She's cool.
Heather, nope, Michelle Pfeiffer is her name. 52 years old today. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
This dude will drink your milkshake.
Right? I drink your milkshake.
I'm not kidding. That's the remix. He's 53. And Jerry Seinfeld, talented actor, comedian, producer of The Marriage Ref. Of course, very popular show on NBC.
Yes.
Which also airs Parenthood.
How dare you. Oh, Community.
The Community, that's right.
8 o'clock Thursdays.
Okay. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Thursday means our friend Dr. Drew Pinsky, co-host of Loveline, and the man from Sober House on VH1 joins us on the phone, and he's here with us today. Hey, doctor, how are you?
Good. What's up with your voice, dude?
Oh, dude, I've been really, really sick.
I can tell. You're
he
right.
has throat gonorrhea.
That is the voice of Joel McHale, who's in studio with us, too, Doc.
Oh, my God.
Hey, sir.
Joel used to be my friend.
How dare you?
Used to? What happened?
He never sees me anymore. I try to have dinner with him. I try to reach him. He's too big a star now. We can't get through to him.
I have a new relationship with Dr. Phil. We hang out a lot.
You know how awful it is? It's gotten worse than I ever imagined.
Dr. Oz, you guys all go
Dr. Oz, the doctors. I don't know if you've seen that show, but I just hang out. There's a lot of other celebrity doctors now, Dr. Drew.
Is that what happens, Dr. Drew? If your friends end up with a network show, all of a sudden they don't hang out with cable guys anymore? Is that the deal?
That's how it works. But I got to tell you something, Joel. You're going to have to get some more security around Allison because Psycho Mike is starting to stalk her.
He has told me about that.
Yeah, he watches her go to yoga every day because he watches out of his apartment with binoculars. It's bizarre.
And as I said, he wears a ski hat indoors all the time, which just adds to the creepiness. No offense, Mike.
No problem. He's become the Unabomber. All right. We got a couple things we need to ask Dr. Drew about. Now, I know that Brett Michaels is not a patient of yours. You have not examined him. Right. Yet you have had... A lot of people ask you about it this week because we need a guy like you to kind of break down these difficult medical terms for us lay people. What's going on with him?
It actually drives me crazy how medical reporting, I don't know why, I'm so offended. offended by the way things are reported in the press. So everything you hear about in terms of what's released by publicists and whatnot about medical conditions are almost never accurate. Then the way they're reported is even more distorted. So here's what we know. First, it was reported that he had a massive intracranial bleed. And there's a lot of different things that can cause intracranial bleeding. Then we hear that he had an aneurysmal bleed, an aneurysm, which is you can get a tire bleb that blows out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that can happen in the arteries in your brain. And that could be either a tiny little sort of warning bleed, or it could be massive bleed that crushes your brain. So we heard massive. Then we hear he's talking on the telephone. Well, if he'd had a massive bleed, he would not be talking on the telephone. Then we hear the doctor saying that he's going to have a full recovery. This means he must have had a small bleed. And what they do is then try to figure out where the bleed came from, find it, and either put a clip on that artery or actually send a wire up through the arteries in your neck and put a coil into it, one or the other, so that it doesn't bleed again. Then finally, this whole thing about hyponatremia, which just means low excess water, low sodium, it means nothing. Most people that get intracranial bleeds have that. It's a zero issue. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
Could this have been caused by his diabetes?
Diabetes is fundamentally a vascular disease, so there's no doubt that being diabetic, and God knows that he probably didn't attend to his diabetes all that well, we know what kind of life he led, could put him at risk for various kinds of vascular diseases, but not necessarily aneurysm. So you can't say it has anything to do with his diabetes, his previous head injury, or his hard living.
Okay, I've been trying to float this theory, and Ralph has been doing nothing but mocking me. But I'm telling you that the reason he had the problem in his brain is because he wears headbands all the time. And I'm telling
he's
squeezing the blood out of his head because of the bandana, because he won't show his hairline.
I think that he's clairvoyant. He had some sort of knowledge that he was going to get his head shaved for a neurosurgical procedure. Everyone would already be used to the bandana, and we won't even think anything of it.
Yeah, and your theory falls apart, because that would mean Axl Rose would also have
a brain bleed.
Just hasn't had one yet. By the way, the weirdest thing about the whole Bret Michaels thing is already his people are out saying, yeah, we're rescheduling some of these Poison tour dates. We're just going to move them back a few weeks. I mean, the guy's still in bed, and they're already trying to get him back out on the road for the summer.
Again, trying to interpret what we're getting through the press, which, by the way, is nominal. The fact that he's still in an ICU, usually it means that they're on a ventilator, but he couldn't be on a ventilator and be talking to anybody. So apparently he's talking to people. The ICU monitoring must be just some sort of precautionary thing, but that also means he's going to need a neurosurgical or at least interventional procedure at some point soon. It's going to be many months before he's doing much with anybody.
Drew, in another story in the news, I was thinking you must be so bummed today because TMZ says that Jenna Jameson tested negative for drugs. I was thinking that would have been a good get for you over there on rehab.
You know, I saw that she was having trouble, and I imagined that I'm not involved in the casting, but I just knew the casting people would be heading her direction.
Oh, of course. That'd be the best get ever.
Yeah, I bet they've been talking to her.
But she's
I know
clean.
They talked to her in the past, by the way.
But apparently today it says that she tested clean and she's not under any opiates or substances whatsoever.
Well, by the way, all my patients test clean. Are you kidding me? Tom Sizemore tests clean. I mean, just because you test clean doesn't mean you're not doing drugs.
You are one cynical bastard, man. That's all I got to say.
I'm just saying.
Dr. Drew, Sober House airs Thursday nights at 10 on VH1. How many episodes left in this current season?
I think this is it. I think this is the one where we do the big concert, which is really going to be interesting. I haven't seen this yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Wow. What do you mean when you say the big concert? What will they be doing then tonight?
We put on a big concert for the School of Rock, and our patients, as one of their community services, put together this really cool concert. It came off very well. It was a little problematic for Mike Starr, but the rest of them had a great experience. And it was, you know, Bob Forrest performed. A lot of people performed.
Did you
very, very good.
Sing opera, Dr. Drew?
Did not, Joel. Did not make
I don't know if you know this, but Dr. Drew does sing opera.
Sure. Oh, yeah. We've heard it.
He also raps. So I don't know if you know who
you
are.
You guys don't miss any opportunity to demean and belittle me. I trust me.
All right. If there's any takeaway from this conversation, our visit with Dr. Drew, as we do every Thursday on the Kevin and Bean Show, can it be that Drew and Joel make some sort of a mandate here so they can get their friendship back on track? Can we make that happen?
We need dinner, my friend.
Yes. Well, it's just been with the 2 and the 5-year-old.
Tell me about it. I know.
If you would come over and just take care of them so my wife and I could go out.
Done. And I don't know what bring my kids.
I don't know what they appeal you have, Joel McHale. I've known Drew for 10 years. Never once asked me out to dinner.
You're kidding.
Not once.
Dr. Drew? You don't
Ralph
want to go
join us. Strangely enough, I was just
going to call him. Now that doesn't count.
See how it is?
All right, Dr. Drew, have a great week, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us on the
night.
Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you. See
ya. Bye-bye.
Nice sausage.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 9:39. This is the Kevin Abid Show on a Thursday. Ralph Garman joins us for one more look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
As you know, I am a proud Philadelphian. And there's one thing I know, having grown up in Philadelphia, is that we in Philly do not like Nazis. And that was proven yet again this week. Are you familiar with the band Murphy's Law? Punk band Murphy's Law? They were performing at a club in Philadelphia when three men showed up dressed entirely in Nazi uniforms. Came into the club to catch the show, and were promptly beaten up by an angry mob of people in the club in Philadelphia.
Good.
Does seem like a bad move.
If you wear a Nazi uniform, should you be beaten up?
I don't think so. No, I mean, I think in America, that's your First Amendment right of free expression. Doesn't mean people have to like you or want to associate with you, but I think you're certainly your right to do it.
Owner of the Kyber Club, which is where the band was performing, Steven Simons, he's the owner. He said, as a Jew, he was offended, but as an American, he upholds everyone's right to dress any way they want, and he apologized, and he was the one who called the cops, actually, when the melee broke out. But I just thought it was an interesting choice by these gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, they're certainly looking to provoke people.
Well, absolutely.
It worked. You think?
Yeah. It worked.
Yeah.
Let's see what Hitler had to say.
Das war ein Befehl! Der Angriff steigt, das war ein Befehl!
Right. Well, there's definitely going to be a YouTube video up today about that one, then.
For those of you don't know, I speak a little German. He said that was a misguided choice on their part. That's what Adolf said there.
We're also a butt pirate.
Okay. Rapper actor Ice Cube is making his directorial debut this week at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York City. It is a documentary that he made called Straight Outta L.A., which documents why the Los Angeles Raiders football team moved back to its original home in Oakland in 1994. Apparently, Ice Cube was a teenager in L.A. at the time and was scarred, he said, by the fact that his favorite team, the L.A. Raiders, moved out of L.A. and back to Oakland. So he did a documentary regarding the mystery surrounding why the team was moved.
Is it a big mystery?
I don't really know, but apparently the documentary covers all that.
I think they... That's not the same as the 30 on 30 documentary that they already ran this season on ESPN, right? This is a separate documentary about the same thing?
A separate documentary, yes, wow. he directed.
A lot of people still hurt by that, I guess.
Called Straight Outta L.A. Really, though. How angry can you be that the Raiders left your hometown? It's like saying that, you know, Supersonics are gone. Really, how much can you miss them?
You
know
how much can you care?
Exactly.
The Raiders, Ralph, I read this the other day. It surprised me. I know that they're bad. They have lost 11 games or more each of the last 7 consecutive seasons.
That is hard to do.
That is really hard to
it
do,
is,
right? I mean,
yeah.
You look at the Bengals and these other teams that you think of as being so bad, they can't even touch a record like that.
This Glee phenomenon is just growing in strength. Not only do they have the number 4 show in the country, but now they have the number 1 CD as well.
Wow.
The Power of Madonna is all the 7 ensemble numbers from the show that was dedicated to Madonna's music. One additional track was added to the CD, Burning Up, that wasn't on the show, but it is the number 1 CD in America right now. First time...
Jeder hat mit Verlogen zu einer SS! Die gesamte Generalität ist in 2000 Haufen niederträchtiger Treuer!
That's true. Hitler says that's the first time a TV soundtrack was number 1 since High School Musical 2 back in September of 2007.
He knows a lot.
Thanks, Hitler
says. Yeah, he's a big pop culture fan.
Very insightful.
Yeah.
I know it drives Omar crazy because he hates Glee so much, but I noticed yesterday they're also on the cover of Rolling Stone this week, too, the Glee kids.
Yeah, it's a juggernaut.
They're everywhere.
Second in the top 10. Here's your top 10 CDs, according to SoundScan. Lady Antebellum's album, Need You Now. Second.
Country.
Country music?
Yeah.
Well, that blows. She's
pretty. It does blow. She is pretty, but they are not a good band.
Justin Bieber, My World 2.0.
She's pretty.
Third on the list. AC/DC's Iron Man 2 soundtrack, number 4 on the list. Usher, Raymond v. Raymond, was 5th on the list. That's What I Call Music, Volume 33.
Oh, man.
6th in the top 10. Jimmy Buffett's new live album, Encores. Number 7, Justin Bieber's other disc, My World. 8th on the list, the Zac Brown Band, The Foundation.
That's
9th.
Ka-rap.
And Lady Gaga, The Fame, rounding out your top 10.
Nice sausage.
Hey, Bean, is Jimmy Buffett one of those guys that just can put out anything and his huge network of fans will just buy it? Is that
Absolutely.
How he can stay in the top 10?
Absolutely.
Every year he is among the top 5 money-making tours of American music every time he goes out.
He's built his career on his live show.
Yeah, and he's almost started his own culture around those tours, and, you know, aside from the music, you know, the whole party vibe and the Hawaiian shirts and stuff.
American Idol update. Just in case you're no longer watching like me, but you still have some interest. Siobhan Magnus was voted off the show last night.
Oh, he or she is good.
Yes. He or she sang that song that was either good or bad and then was voted off. So, sad news for them. Abby Cornish, very talented and lovely actress who for a long time was connected up with Ryan Phillippe after his marriage with that dude ended.
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon. She is not spending any time crying over her lost relationship with Ryan Phillippe. She's moving on to another actor. Josh Hartnett apparently has scored Abby Cornish. Well done, Josh. Mm. They showed up, according to the New York Post, to Channing Tatum's birthday party the other day, and they were very much the couple, canoodling in public, which I think now is illegal in Arizona. You can no longer
canoodle in public. Yeah. True. Even with papers now, you're not allowed to do that.
Another relationship that came as a bit of a surprise to me, according to the New York Post, Mark Sanchez has a new girlfriend. It's not you, Psycho Mike.
Damn. Sorry, Mike.
Sadly. The former USC quarterback and now, of course, QB for the New York Jets was seen hanging out with Jamie Lynn Sigler the other day.
Ooh.
Now, wasn't she involved with Turtle from Entourage, or is that all over?
No, if they have broken up, I did not get that news.
I was out of the loop for a while, so I thought maybe that was news, but surprising news to me. Ricky Gervais.
She can do better, right?
Jamie Lynn Sigler, I think, is hot. I think she's sexy.
She's cute.
Physically, she's not as pretty as some other actors, but I think she has a sexiness about her, a sex appeal, an earthy sexuality.
I'm saying if you're Sanchito.
You just want him for yourself.
I do.
Ricky Gervais has been given the nod to once again host the Golden Globes. Did such a good job at this year's event that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association and NBC have asked him to repeat his performance. A little surprising since the Golden Globes won't be airing again until January the 16th of 2011. But they wanted to make sure Ricky set aside some time for them, so they gave him the nod. He told Daily Variety magazine, "I can't believe they invited me back after the awful things I said. Let's see how far I can go this time." So
that's great news, though. I'm so happy to hear that.
It is good news. And sadly, A-ha, legendary band from the 80s who gave us one of the most memorable videos of the MTV generation, Take On Me, have announced that this will be their final tour.
Das war ein Befehl! Der Angriff steigert war Befehl!
Yeah. Hitler says they only had one hit stateside, but they released 9 studio albums, which were huge hits outside of America. They've been a very successful band, except for here in the States. But they've decided after their 30-year run, it's time to call it quits.
Hitler is an encyclopedia of knowledge.
I'm telling you, Hitler has a lot of time on his hands, and he follows the pop culture very closely.
Does.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Jerry Seinfeld, comedian, actor, producer. His Marriage Rap over there on NBC is a big hit.
Shockingly, by the
got
way.
Got me. You have Having got seen me. It. I'm with you, brother. I wonder if it's just the quality of celebrity guest he gets on that show that draws people
in. Does get good people.
He gets huge names. Yeah. Madonna. Right. Madonna did it recently, and
he does it quite frequently. And it's always fun to look into people's lives the way that they do.
Yeah, I suppose.
I like Tom Papa. I'll say that. I don't know if I
really.
You're not a fan of Tom Papa?
Interesting.
I love it when you call me Tom Papa.
He is
fi all. I think the only reason Mike brought that up is so that he can say that.
Get that joke in. Yeah. Shame on you. Jerry Seinfeld's 56 years old today. Actor Daniel Day-Lewis, who most recently won an Oscar for his performance in There Will Be Blood. He is
I drink your milkshake.
He's 53 years old today.
Almost perfectly together.
Michelle Pfeiffer celebrates her 52nd birthday today, as does Eve Plum, Jan from the Brady Bunch. Carney Wilson, half of the popular trio Wilson Phillips.
That's about right.
She is 42 years old today. Uma Thurman celebrates her 40th birthday. Andre Agassi is 40. Master P.
Yeah.
Celebrates his 40th birthday today. And Tyler Labine, very funny and talented actor from Reaper and Sons of Tucson. He's 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Nice sausage.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph, and be sure to come on back tomorrow for an all-new Kevin and Bean show. I think we actually have a pretty good program for tomorrow. First of all, it's Friday. That means Ralph will be here with the movie beat.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, it's Friday. That means Adam Carolla will be here with This Week in Rage. Speaking of movies, how about the great Jackie Earle Haley? He was nominated for an Oscar a few years ago for Little Children. Of course, he was great as he was Rorschach, right, in the Watchmen movie?
Yeah. He's great on Human Target. He plays Guerrero on that show. He's terrific.
He he's the new Freddy on Nightmare on Elm Street. So he's going to be joining us to talk about that tomorrow. We what else do we have? Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the worst and the best TV finales of all time. Let's face it. You get invested in a show. Like, say you love 24. You've been sticking with it for, you know, for seven continuous seasons. Mm-hmm. How's that series going to end? At this point, you're starting to get nervous because you're getting close, right?
That's a good question with Lost.
Lost, exactly the same thing.
So good.
So we'll talk about that. There have been shows that have gone out on an incredible high note, and then there have been, you know, Jerry Seinfeld show, where you look at it and go, really? That's it?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about all that tomorrow. We got an update on the George W. Bush biography. You know, he has remained virtually invisible since he left the White House, and he has been hard at work on his new book, and some details, some surprising details about what his new book is going to be all about are coming out now. So we will revisit that for tomorrow. And who will play Ozzy Osbourne in the motion picture about his life? We'll be talking about all of that, plus Iron Man 2 tickets for you tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show. So won't you please join us? Cat Corbett is next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including the Smashing Pumpkins, also some Muse, Nirvana, Silver Sun Pickups, Green Day, and more. Straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.